Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, July 31st, 2025. Can you believe that? Last day of July in the year 2025. Time is truly flying. Now, this is the InfoWars War Room. The fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now, and I have just an absolutely loaded news desk. If we can get through all this news today, we will truly be professional class. So that is what we're going to try to do. All right, I've got this stack of, well, multiple stacks of just raw political news, stuff coming out of the White House today, and more polling that shows, and it's, some of it is just standard, I would say, when it comes to approval ratings and presidents, specifically in their second term. But with President Trump, there's no doubt that it's happening faster than normal. The sinking in the approval rating in multiple polls is happening faster than normal. And it's mostly libertarians that supported Trump. It's mostly younger conservatives that supported Trump, and maybe throw in a lesser scale, but maybe it impacts a little bit, Elon Musk followers that supported President Trump. But when you look at those three groups that are feeling disenfranchised, and many other conservatives too, feeling disenfranchised, you see why Trump's approval rating is sinking. And this is just a fact. And then he does this stuff today. It's just insane, honestly. It's just insane what Israel is able to do. There's no other way to put it. It's just absolutely insane. And I'll show you something that's happening in France after they moved to recognize the Palestinian state. I'll show you what Trump just did in response to Canada, saying that they're going to recognize a Palestinian state. She's like, you're just not allowed to do it. Just Israel's going to run the entire foreign policy for the entire planet, and if they don't, then they're going to attack you too, and they're going to sabotage you too, which is what they're doing in France now. And then I have to sit here and watch political commentators. Oh, they'll claim they have no loyalty to Israel, but then it's just like, oh, totally pro-Israel every time. Like, friend of mine comes on the show, Laura Loomer, says, oh, this is great. Screw Canada. Screw Palestine. We don't want more Muslims in the country. And I see this, and like, what, first of all, recognizing Palestine as a state would keep them there. Once Israel takes it, you know they're coming here, right? Like, you're not that naive. No, you're blind by hatred. And so I'm watching this, and it's just this Jew hatred and this Muslim hatred. And most Americans are just sitting here, just regular Americans, not really into either side of it at all. Not into the Islam side, not into the Jewish side, just Americans, just Christians, you know, just the people that built this country, the foundation of this country, the purpose of this country. And I'm just watching this hatred of Islam. I'm watching this hatred of Jews, and it's just destroying my country. It's just like it envelops every single conversation. And I'm just sitting here as a Christian American saying, why are we doing this? Why are we letting this ancient holy war, why are we letting this ancient hatred destroy our country? I can't believe it. Their hatred is such a cancer. It's destroying us. That's the big story. I mean, I can talk about what's going on in the Gaza Strip all day long. I'm watching this happen in America, and it's breaking my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel anytime. This is only running for 7 days. Experience ultramethylene blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the methylene blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
Sanders introduces a bill in the Senate last night. It was voted on. A record high, 27 Democrat senators voted for a Bernie Sanders-led resolution blocking the sale of arms and bombs to Israel. Not a single Republican, not a single conservative wants to stop the bloodshed, wants to stop the mass killing, wants to stop the innocent women and children from dying. Not a single Republican. Not a single Republican interested in that. And only 27 Democrats. Now, I could look at the negative of that and say, wow, this is how controlled our Congress is by the Israeli lobby. I could say, wow, this is how controlled our Congress is by the military-industrial complex. I could say, wow, this is how heartless and soulless Washington, D.C. is, that they just don't even care. Just let the bloodshed continue. Just let the people keep dying and starving. Just let Israel do whatever the hell it wants. They're above everybody. It's the chosen state by God. They're supreme over you. So, yeah, you know, they get to do whatever they want. Well, most people are sick of this now. It's never been more in your face. Most people are disgusted by it. But, you know, actually, when you look at the larger trends, you kind of realize this is actually good news. And it seems hyperbolic, but you have to zoom out. It's 27 senators this go around. Next time it'll be 40, then it'll be 60, and then it'll be never again. Never again are we going to let Israel just drench the entire world in blood. Never again are we going to let Israel be a client state for the military-industrial complex and sit here with blood on our hands and say, well, at least we're getting rich. Did you see my stock portfolio? Did you see the defense contractors? No, actually what I saw was 100,000 dead people. Actually what I saw was a complete leveling of an entire part of the Middle East, the Gaza Strip. And I saw a bunch of lies that enabled it. So no, I'm not really interested in hearing about your stock portfolio. No, I'm not really interested in hearing about how well the defense contractors are doing. No, I'm actually disgusted that my country is involved in this. I'm disgusted that my government has decided to hop in that blood-soaked pool. But you know what? Normally, you might not even get any. Normally, they probably wouldn't even vote on it. But you see, this is the trend. So I've been saying it for a long time, but the timetable is speeding up. And it's on the Republican and the Democrat side, by the way. Republicans are sick of Israel, too. Not at the same level as Democrats. Democrats, you're getting like a 25% support for Israel from Democrats. You're getting about 45 now from Republicans. That used to be 65 and up guaranteed. Now it's down to 45 and trending down. And the more Israel engages in their just disgusting behavior, the more they flagrantly, blatantly control our foreign policy and our White House, the more often Netanyahu, the most evil man in the world likely, gets welcomed into D.C. and welcomed into our White House and our Capitol, the more sick and tired of it people are going to become. So you zoom out and you look at the trend and you say, yeah, Israel's trending down fast. You could look at the counter to that and say, well, what are they going to do now? That means they're going to do something disgusting. That means they're going to do something even worse than they've already done to try to win back that support. But you look at it from just the American side and you say, yeah, they're like two election cycles away from, you're going to have to be anti-Israel to get elected in this country. And it's the only thing Israel has left, is the United States basically keeping other countries from attacking them like Iran did. Iran likely would have continued to bomb Israel. Tel Aviv would probably look like Gaza. And it would have been nasty. And it would have been sad. It would have been sad for the Israelis that have to live under that disgusting war pig, Netanyahu. But we did what they wanted to do. We bombed Iran. We got the thing shut down. And so they survived it. And you know, that's good. I don't want to see people dying. I don't want to see Israelis dying. It's like when we've got a corrupt government and I don't like it, they got a corrupt government. Netanyahu's not very popular in Israel. And they say, oh, well, most of them support it. They did. Most of those polls are old, though. The new polls coming out and the new attitude coming out is Netanyahu's gone too far. The new attitude is Netanyahu is, what he's doing is going to destroy Israel. And of course, the irony is that he's trying to expand Israel. That's the entire purpose, is that he's trying to expand it without actually telling anybody. And then they will. They've got their settlers going into Gaza here, going into the West Bank, killing Christians, killing anybody, and then just saying, this is my land. God gave it to me. Don't you know? Palestinians are saying, what are you talking about? We've been here hundreds of years, longer than you. It's just a mess. So I want nothing to do with it. But the Senate has made sure, nope, we're going to keep selling arms to Israel. We're going to keep enabling Israel to be the most evil entity in the world. We're going to continue to enable Israel to just slaughter tens of thousands of people. We're going to allow that to go on. And I have a feeling... the crew just put that up on the screen. I've been kind of hinting at that, but yeah, I have a feeling the Israel-Iran thing is going to pop off again too. Folks, somebody's going to stand up to Israel. Somebody's going to do it. And I just hope that President Trump realizes that it's like, please God, President Trump, do not let America go down with Israel. I mean, holy shit, man. Please. Please don't do this to us. You're gonna tie us to Israel in the world affairs, in the geopolitical world. The whole world is turned against Israel. And we're sitting there, right? It's like, really? Do you want to make an entire coalition of the entire planet turn against us as you're trying to get trade deals done? And now he's apparently going to sabotage a trade deal with Canada that was great for us, great for our farmers, timber, you name it, energy. And he's going to sabotage it. Why? Because Canada is going to recognize Palestine as a state. Really? That's what you're going to do? Breaks my heart, man. It's just why people are feeling disenfranchised. It's why Trump's approval rating is sinking, because it breaks our heart. It's like, you know, you're dating someone and you catch him cheating with the biggest whore in high school. It's like, that person? It's like, really? That's the one? So I got a whole stack of geopolitical news that we'll get into with that. Trump's approval rating sinks to 40%, the lowest of his term, Reuters Ipsos poll finds. And that's just one poll. The Rasmussen poll has been proven the most accurate. They've got Trump's approval rating down. Gallup poll has Trump's approval rating down. I can go around and talk to people. Hey, people still support Trump. They're still glad he got in. We can still talk about the good things that are happening. But it's like, I can come on here and I can get all hyped up. And I can come on here and give you the White House propaganda. It's like, oh, we're going after the deep state. We're making arrests. And that's what they're telling all their influencers to do. Like, hey, did you see the new declassified Hillary Clinton email? And I'm just sitting here like, what? Yeah, okay, cool. What's new? Oh, well, you know, Hillary Clinton ran the Russian collusion hoax, and then Brennan and Clapper were running it with Obama, and they all knew it was fake. They all knew it. Look, this is the proof. Oh, really? Wow. Is there water in the Pacific Ocean? Tell me something I didn't know. Is the sun hot? I mean, you're blowing me away with this. Whoa, Russian collusion was a Hillary Clinton bought and paid for political hit. Oh, my gosh, guys, nobody knew that. It's brand new. Holy smokes. Oh, but look. Trump is putting out images on Truth Social and videos on Truth Social with Obama getting arrested, and he's calling them. He said they committed treason. He's been doing that since 2017. There's nothing new. None of this is new. And you know what else isn't new? Nobody's been arrested. Nobody's getting indicted. They're bringing in all the Biden people. Oh, did you know Biden was mentally impaired? Oh. They already got their story straight on the auto pen. They're going to walk from that. Nobody's going to care about Biden's mental decline anymore. And then you're, as you're trying to negotiate trade, which is what you should be doing, as you're trying to negotiate trade and get better trade deals, you're then going to tie us at the hip to Israel, where the very countries you're negotiating with are all sick and tired of Israel's death and destruction in the Gaza Strip. They're all starting to give Israel the side eye and turn on them a little bit. And then here you are tying us to Israel as you're trying to negotiate these trade deals and get us back going in the right direction, not realizing that that could destroy the whole thing, as he's just indicated in Canada. Now, I don't want to get into all of that news yet, but it's just like, if you watch the show, you know, I don't play the Gaza videos. I mean, we've showed some of it. We've showed the destruction, but I don't come in here every day and show you what's going on there. I don't want to look at it. You don't want to look at it. Everybody knows what's going on. But we do have a little bit today. Because folks, I'm just telling you, Israel, whatever is going on here, it's kind of like what we saw with the left in America, where a lot of liberals and progressives and Democrats, yeah, they lean left and they'll vote Democrat, and you know, they got some liberal progressive ideologies and stuff. But it's like, once they started doing the genital mutilation of children, and once they started doing the boys and girls sports, and once they started doing the open border stuff, a lot of liberal progressives were just like, okay, I'm out. So a similar thing is happening with the Israel issue. Now, I want to go live to the White House. Trump has a bunch of professional athletes there. They're reannouncing the presidential fitness plan for American schools, and it looks like Trump is about to make this announcement and sign the executive order right now. So let's go live to the White House.
And we're going to do some very important things for our country. Nobody knows LT, right? LT, greatest ever. Lawrence Taylor, you look good. You could play right now, I think, LT. He only looked that way. Well, I'm delighted to be here with some of the truly great sports legends of all time as we formally announce the newest members of the President's Council on Sports, Fitness and Nutrition. This is an important step in our mission to make America healthy again. It's something that's very important, what we're doing, very important. Dating back to the administration of President Dwight D. Eisenhower, this council has championed the vigor and strength and vitality of the American people. Today, we continue that very proud tradition. This group is led by two-time major champion and one of the greatest players in the world, one of the highest ranked, and he just had a phenomenal Open Championship, as you probably saw, shooting one round that wasn't so good, and then he came back with about a 65 or something. He was getting a birdie on every hole. They were worried he might not make the cut, and he made the cut by about 200 strokes. It was pretty amazing, and he had a great week, actually, and he's also the longest hitter of a golf ball, I think, ever. But, you know, they say ever. I would say ever. And the longest in the world today. And it's Bryson DeChambeau. He's a great guy. He's been my friend for a long time. And from his storied amateur career where he won the U.S. Amateur, I think once or twice. Did you win it?
It was once, and then the once? NCAAs as well.
Okay, you won a lot of other championships. But U.S. Amateur champion. And then, as you know, he won at Wingfoot, won the U.S. Open in Pinehurst. And Bryson has always been a phenomenal ambassador to sports and to golf, but to generally to life, in my opinion. He's a smart guy and a good guy, great guy, loves our country. We're also pleased to be joined by
Trump doing the glad handing here. I know that you just mentioned Bryson DeChambeau. He's got Harrison Butker behind him, the Kansas City Chiefs kicker. He's got Triple H. Hunter Hearst Helmsley from WWE fame behind him there as well. I know Lawrence Taylor has been a part of this. Trump set to revive the presidential fitness test while hosting professional athletes at the White House. And there might be some other announcements dealing with the sports world. People are anticipating he may say something about the Redskins and that plot of land and maybe talk about other events that he's brought in, like the Ryder Cup, the World Cup, the Summer Olympics. But I don't really have the time to listen to the introductions here. We've got too much news, and I got some big guests coming up with some big stories. So if maybe once he gets through the introductions, we might tune back in. Caroline Leavitt had this to say earlier. Make America fit again. The order, which President Trump is going to sign here momentarily, we'll formally reestablish the presidential fitness test, first introduced by President Lyndon B. Johnson in 1966, creating school-based programs that reward excellence in physical education. When did this go away? When I was in grade school, we still had, even high school, we still had this. I graduated high school 2008, and we still had the presidential fitness test. So when did that even go away? That's strange. But hey, that's good. Can you imagine? Now, see this, if you really wanted to get aggressive with this, because PE is obviously a standard. It's mandated. What if you started grading your students on physical health? Whoa. We don't want to fail the fat kid. We don't want to fail the fat kid. So it got replaced in 2013, probably some liberal Obama crap. The presidential fitness test was replaced in 2013 with the presidential youth fitness program. That sounds very liberal. So the original test was discontinued. The new program focusing on promoting an active and healthy lifestyle rather than emphasizing standardized athletic achievements. Wow. In other words, just total libbed out, just total Obama libbed out. So it's not fair to be judging children on how fast they can run a mile or how many pull-ups they could do or chin-ups or how many push-ups. It's not fair. So we're going to change that. We're going to get rid of that. Make some kids feel left out. So we're going to say everybody's great. It's like a participation trophy now. So they're bringing it back. No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And maybe go one step further. You talk to the student, you say, you couldn't complete the mile. You couldn't do two push-ups. You couldn't do a pull-up. You couldn't do the V-sit and reach. I forget all the different things that are on there. It's like, I'm going to have to fail you unless you can maybe lose like 20 pounds and run a mile. I'm going to have to fail you. It's like, whoa, that's a little Nazi. That's a little too much. Obama's trying to avoid that. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings here. No, how about we just want people to be healthy? How about you just care about people? And you recognize that if you're in that bad of shape when you're a kid, you're heading for a hard life, and you're much better off addressing it when you're young than when you get older. So that's what's going on right now. But Trump just doing introductions here, so I just wanted to cut away. Now, this isn't the only Obama-era thing, obviously, that Trump is getting rid of. I've got an update on the EPA situation from Lee Zeldin. Josh Hawley responding to President Trump's post last night attacking him. Now, if you recall that, if you watched yesterday's show, I said this doesn't make any sense. What is this? It's literally nonsensical from Trump. Well, the way Hawley describes it, it sounds like somebody was feeding Trump bad information. Now, I go through this at a minute scale compared to President Trump. So I'll be on air and, you know, guys will bring me news stories while I'm on air. And then I can have a choice. All right, well, do I have a time to read this now, or am I going to put it off for tomorrow, or what's the breaking story? So, yeah, there has to be a little bit of a trust factor there. My crew sits a story on my desk. I trust them that they're not going to set me up for failure. But there's also, I have my own duties to say, okay, well, I got to go through my own process now. So it's like, you know, Trump has that like times a million. So he's got all these people bringing him information, all these people bringing him intel, and then he's got to somehow categorize all of it and sort through all of it. So somebody comes in and says Hawley's attacking him over this Pelosi act, the stock trading ban, and he attacked Hawley for it and said he's doing Pelosi's bidding. So I don't know how that got so messed up. But Hawley addressed that last night and I guess ended up actually talking to the president. So we'll get on that. Now, two other things we'll address. I'd say it was about a month or two ago. We may have had a show headline, but it was my opening monologue. And I said, it's clear what's happening now. Washington, D.C. is being turned over to the tech bros. The tech bros are now running things. Everything is going in this direction, and Trump is basically building that. He's constructing this bridge to the AI tech bros taking over D.C. politics. Well, tons on that in the news today. And then you look at what they're doing in the U.K., and when we had a guest on who did undercover journalism inside the adult film industry and discovered some disturbing trends there, we talked about, okay, how are they going to use this to censor the internet? Well, now they're doing it. And they say, well, we have to do this because of all the adult websites, and we have to do this to protect children. Oh, okay, so the UK believes it and says, oh, okay, we sign off. We just want to protect children from pornography. And then, bing, the UK says, actually, it's going to be used for the entire internet. Way to go.
All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy, feeling really great, to fog lifting, to just over the top crying, it feels so good. Cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest old wrestling blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. Don't forget when he's on Owen to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. So sure, go ahead and take a half drop or so, that's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it takes about 30 minutes, start speaking after a couple hours. But just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely, I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
Several weeks later.
You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. You were here a few weeks ago. And I do this with every guest, more than 50 of them now. Every person has had clarity, energy, a fog lift is the most common. But what's really good is the long-term effects for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your how hard you can work out. It's amazing. So I had forgotten when he was coming in, we gave him a bottle because he loved it.
Almost gone.
I had forgotten to ask you if you listened to it long-term. So just briefly, tell people the short-term effect and then now a few weeks later the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before, and it just gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
We'll give you some. How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. You gave me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of buff.
Yeah, I'm almost out of buff.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support at theauctionstore.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, now 4 or 5 months ago, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it, I go, I don't know. I was like lifting way more, going way harder. And then I got really exhausted after about a week because the same thing happened to Rob Dew, who's a great long distance, bike rider. So he's quite the athlete. He said he was biking so hard up hills and stuff that he actually had to pull over because, his heart was going crazy. I mean, this stuff's wild.
Yeah, it's good. I like it better than doing like a 5-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
It's not a stimulant. It just skips the oxidization process somehow.
So I've been using it while I'm out there doing search and rescue. While I'm almost out.
You're saying you love it for working out. Has it gotten better over time, or what long-term thing have you felt, or if nothing?
I think the main thing is it gives me a better workout, and that has good results over time. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I found without even knowing.
Yeah.
And then O'Keefe's like, it made my vision better. And Rob Dew goes, we have a bunch of callers already saying that. Did you see these studies about it, like curing glaucoma? And I'm not going to say we're not selling this a drug. I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm like, God, this stuff's crazy. No, they don't want you to know about it. It's like ivermectin.
Right, exactly. Old school stuff.
But you can't take it if you're on SSRIs. And folks, it's so strong. Talk to your doctor first because it's not a game. Ours is really strong. If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked. And we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, look. I'm not saying all white people look the same, but Harrison Butker and I might be from the same clone batch. I'm just saying. I think everybody, you probably don't even know who Harrison Butker is, and you can just look at this and figure it out probably real quick. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe it's like, you ever played that computer game, The Sims? You ever played that game? I was a big fan of that growing up. And there were only so many selections you could make what face you were going to use. Maybe humans are kind of the same way. There's only so many different noses and eyes and ears and everything. And, when there's billions of us every once in a while, you all can just, get the same one. Let's do a side-by-side. Look at this ridiculous. I don't know. Let's pop back in. Let's see what Triple H is saying real quick. Oh, no, he's already done. All right. I don't want to go back to this. We get what they're doing. He's about to sign the executive order. Trump, we call it all as we see it here, folks. This is probably a good thing for Trump today. He's been coming off as very uncool lately. So being there with the professional athletes, it gives him a little cool again. Gets him a little cool again. Now, I don't know. Some people might just say this is just total cringe fest here. So they might not like it. I guess it really just depends on how disenfranchised you're feeling right now. But I just don't have time for that. We got so much news. So let's just start pouring through it. Newly declassified appendix to Durham report sheds additional light on Clinton campaign to falsely tie Trump to Russia and FBI's failure to investigate. Now, we already knew all of this, but in this email or letter, and there's really two of them, It's wide open. They basically admit the whole plan in the email, which I don't have in front of me. I don't know where it went, but I remember the statements. It literally says, we're going to go with the Russia angle, just like Hillary Clinton suggested, and then we're going to claim it's critical infrastructure. And if you remember, that was the buzzword they were using. Oh, critical infrastructure. They attacked critical infrastructure. And they were saying elections was critical infrastructure. And it was right from Hillary Clinton's campaign. And Durham had this stuff in the Durham report that now the Trump administration has declassified. So the crew is putting it up on the screen. Okay, so what are we going to do about it? Are we going to talk about it for another 4 years? Or am I going to tune into Sean Hannity tonight? Is he going to bring back the tick-tock indictments are coming segments like he used to do in the first administration? I don't want to hear about a meme Trump posted. I don't want to hear about an AI video Trump posted. I'm sick and tired of, oh, look, more evidence of what the Clinton-Obama operation did to sabotage Donald Trump and Russian collusion, and it was all fake. It was all made up. I'm sick of it, man. Either arrest somebody or leave me alone with it. Either indict somebody and arrest somebody or just stop. Just stop it. I'm sick of it, man. It's like a big giant tease. It's offensive. You're either going to drain the swamp and you're going to arrest these criminals or you're not. I know what Hillary Clinton did. I know what Barack Obama did. Everybody knows it. You're not breaking any news. The guys in your administration literally wrote the books on it. That's not a figure of speech. I mean, literally. Dan Bongino wrote the book on it. I mean, literally, Cash Patel did media tours on it. There's the emails on the screen. But it's like, I don't even want to be part of the charade. It's like, I almost feel guilty buying into this and reading it to you. So whatever, there it is on the screen. Everybody can see it. We all know it. It was a giant political operation run by Hillary Clinton's campaign that Barack Obama's administration took to the next level to spy on Trump. And then they parallel constructed it with other members of the intelligence community to spy on other individuals associated with Trump. It was a giant criminal act. We called it Spygate. We called it Obamagate. It was called Crossfire Hurricane. So, you know, at some point, it's like, you know, I don't mean to be crass here, but it's like, hey, look, honey, you know, you're gonna do this or not. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just so sick of it. Either arrest somebody or just stop with the teasing, man. It's offensive. You get treated like children. Oh, what's next? Oh, wow. More declassified. So it's just like, oh, more declassified, more information. Oh, yeah. Yes, thank you. We've known this for 10 years. When are you going to arrest somebody? When are you going to indict somebody? When are you going to drain the swamp? When is it happening? Tick-tock, indictments are coming. I'm not playing this game another 4 years. I cannot even do it for another 4 minutes. But that's what they do is they treat you like children. They treat you like a circus monkey. And they throw this stuff out there and they want you to start waving the pom-poms and jumping up and down like your team scored a touchdown. But really nothing is happening. Like, oh, look, every day is, oh, look, something is happening. Nothing is happening. So I don't want to hear it. So until something actually happens, until somebody actually gets indicted, until somebody actually gets arrested, I don't want to hear about it anymore. And you know what? I'll give credit to Bongino. And people are frustrated with him too, and I get it, because it's like he's part of this mess. But I'll at least give Bongino credit, not beyond just the fact that he's playing with his own money here. He's playing with his own reputation. But it's like he at least can sense the frustration, and he's coming out making statements. He's like, look, I get it, okay? I'm working on stuff behind the scenes. It's really bad. So I'd like to give Bongino some benefit of the doubt there. But that's different than saying, okay, the deputy director here is says stuff is going on behind the scenes. Let's wait and see. Versus, hey, look, here's more declassified stuff showing you exactly what you already knew. It's like, oh my gosh. Oh, yay. Yay. Ooh, oh my gosh. Look, we got Hillary. Look, we got Obama. Oh my gosh. Indict somebody, arrest somebody, or, stop expecting us to get so excited. But people do. I mean, they just go wild for this stuff. So that's why they just keep doing it. Cause you got these pom-pom waivers and you got these cheerleaders. So yeah, the FBI, and really this wasn't even the FBI folks. It was Chairman Grassley that did this. Senator Grassley did this. So Director Patel says this should be a step towards justice. There will be more to come. More to come? Arrest somebody. More to come? Arrest somebody. Well, you know, I was going to wait until it was my indictment. But you do realize the Biden administration and the FBI under Joe Biden has already, at this point in Biden's administration, they had already arrested, they had already indicted and arrested over 600 Americans for January 6th. Over 600 Americans, including people that just walked around and waved a flag. Grandmas, doctors, veterans, for simply walking into the Capitol or stepping on Capitol grounds, over 600 Americans were indicted and arrested at this point in Biden's administration. And you've got Obama and Clapper and Brennan and Clinton dead to rights. And you're going to sit here and you're going to post on X, more is coming. More? More what? More evidence that you're not going to indict anybody over? More evidence of treason that nobody's going to be arrested over? It's embarrassing. It's pathetic. Make me look like an idiot, Patel. Make me look like an idiot. Arrest somebody. Make me look like an idiot. Indict somebody. Make me look like a fool for coming up here and ranting and raving because you don't do anything. I can't wait for that day. I'm begging for that day. I'm begging for the day. All the online trolls say, see, Owen? See? I'm begging for that day. I can't wait. I hope that day comes. But until it does, I'm going to sit here sick and tired of it, sick and tired of being teased, sick and tired of being told to pick up the pom-poms, sick and tired of acting like, oh, look, oh, new evidence against Hillary. Wow, we had no idea. I'm not playing these games. I'm not going to be treated like a kid. I'm not going to treat this audience like children. I'm not going to treat you like an idiot. I'm not going to play these stupid deep state games. I'm over it. Now, as we mentioned, Howley was attacked by Trump yesterday because the Pelosi Act, and I read Trump's statement attacking Howley. I said, this doesn't make any sense at all. It's like whoever gave Trump the information here, I mean, that was the worst information download he's ever gotten in his life. I mean, it was like the exact opposite of the truth. So it's like, Howley's like, hey, we're targeting insider trading in Congress, specifically Pelosi. And then Trump comes out and says, why is Josh Howley protecting Pelosi? It's called the Pelosi Act because she's the main, she's like the main crook. It's like, whoever gave Trump that information ought to be fired for how badly that was botched. But apparently they have corrected the issue. And so Josh Howley said this about the situation last night in clip 5.
Congress are getting by with it. We need to make the whole thing illegal.
So when you spoke to the president, did he explain why he called you second tier?
Well, I think that the president, a number of people who are opposed to banning stock trading had said to the president that he would be covered by the bill. He'd have to sell Mar-a-Lago and sell assets. Not the case at all. The president and the vice president, all their assets are totally exempted. And here's the point. This is what we talked about. The point of this bill is to ban members of Congress from trading on the information that only they have. I've supported this bill for years, Jesse. I think we call it the Pelosi Act. It is named for her because she is the poster child of this kind of behavior. It ought to be illegal and it ought to be prosecutable.
So what Pelosi will say is that she doesn't manage it.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see where this one goes. And it's kind of like on the Epstein situation where people are going to look at how Congress is voting and they're going to say, okay, you're either voting to cover up the sex trafficking. You're voting to cover up the Epstein story because you're part of it. And they're going to do the same thing with the stock deal. They're going to say, if you're voting against the Pelosi Act, then you're doing insider trading. I don't think that's an unfair assumption to jump to. I don't think that's unfair analysis. But that's certainly where it's going. Now, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt addressed this earlier today from the press podium in clip three.
Have you talked with the president about his position on the stock trading ban bill for Congress? He obviously had pretty loaded comments about Senator Hawley. There's some reporting that they've since spoken. What is his position on the current status of that bill?
The president has spoken to Senator Hawley, who called him, and the president took that call. As the president said in the Roosevelt Room yesterday, conceptually, he, of course, supports the idea of ensuring that members of Congress and United States senators who are here for public service cannot enrich themselves. And the reason that this idea to put a ban on stock trading for members of Congress is even a thing is because of Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she is rightfully criticized because she makes, I think, $174,000 a year, yet she has a net worth of approximately $413 million. In 2024, Nancy Pelosi's stock portfolio, this was a fascinating statistic to me, grew 70% in 1 year in 2024, and her portfolio outperformed every single large hedge fund in that same year, and even more than doubled the returns of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. So I think the president stands with the American people on this. He doesn't want to see people like Nancy Pelosi enriching themselves off of public service and ripping off their constituents in the process. As for the mechanics of the legislation and how it will move forward, the White House continues to be in discussions with our friends on Capitol Hill.
So this seems like a long overdue thing. You know, another thing that needs to be looked at is individuals that go into these federal bureaucracies and they go in and out of the federal bureaucracies to the private sector into companies like Monsanto. So it's like they'll get into the EPA, they'll make sure regulations that they sign and pass don't affect Monsanto, or at least Monsanto, you know, they kind of get a final review, look over if they have any issues. And then, okay, they give the green light, EPA passes it, Monsanto's protected, and then, bing, they go work for Monsanto. Now, that's a little tougher to say, well, you can't go out and get a job in the private sector after you work in Congress or after you work in a federal agency, but that's another level of corruption that we have going on here, is the constant rotating door between these major companies and these federal bureaucracies. So some might even say it's necessary, but when you look at how they get regulations passed that protect the big guys and harm the little guys, that's how they do it. That's how they do it. And then eventually people are going to start talking about term limits with somebody like a Pelosi. See, my response is, I get it. So it's not like something I would cry over if we passed term limits, but it's more just, that's the burden is on us to do that. The burden is on the American people to stop voting for these crooks. So it's not because of bad laws or rules that Nancy Pelosi has been in office for 50 years. That's bad voting. That's bad voters is what that is. So yeah, we can have term limits. It's called you vote them out of office. It's called you put a better candidate up and you vote them out. But you imagine that this is a debate coming up soon as well. Now on the EPA, where just massive victories are being had, Lee Zeldin is maybe ranking number one right now. as far as the Trump administration is concerned. He got into a little bit of more detail. We read all the headlines for you yesterday. Now Lee Zeldin was pressed on this by Kirsten Welker, no fan of the Trump administration. So she pressed him on some of this stuff. Zeldin did not flinch. So here he is explaining a little bit more of it in clip four.
Do you believe that planet-warming greenhouse gases do not pose a threat to public health?
Well, listen, first off, it's a question that that I've answered, including during my confirmation hearing. The climate has been always changing, and in responding to questions, I was explaining how greenhouse gases trap heat. We were analyzing that aspect of this conversation. A lot of what the preamble and the proposal that went out is focused on the legal aspects of it from many different angles. There is a discussion as it relates to the science. There was some very pessimistic views that were relied upon to say that come 2025 that there would be a lot more extreme evolution of the impacts of climate change by now. The good thing is that we're able to go through this process in 2025 without having to be stuck in 2009 relying on assumptions that in some cases proved to be inaccurate, specified inside of the proposal that we put out. We could deal with the realities of what we actually know now in 2025, and that's a good thing.
Do you think that there are levels of carbon dioxide that are problematic for the planet when it comes to warming?
So first off, I think it's important that we're all honest that carbon dioxide is essential for our planet life. Too often people want to talk about carbon dioxide as if it is this pollutant that doesn't have any benefits. We see positive impacts because there is carbon dioxide. You know, some people will respond and say, well, why don't we just, if we lock the administrator inside of a tank and we just fill it up with carbon dioxide, let's see what happens. Well, yeah, if you put somebody inside of a tank and you fill it up with water, you see what ends up happening over the course of time. It doesn't mean that we should be saying that water is an endangerment to public health and welfare, and then have trillions of dollars of regulations that follow, and then regulate out of existence entire sectors of our economy and cause economic pain to our country. The other thing, as we're looking at the science, is to look at how emissions in this country have gone down. Look at while innovation's been up inside of this country and emissions have been down globally, they just continue to rise. Because it isn't just the U.S. here on this planet. And for us to be tying our own hands behind our back and ignoring the reality that is happening in other countries elsewhere has also proved to be foolish, which has been part of my criticism since the Paris Climate Accords first came out, was where the United States was signing up for so many strict restrictions while other nations like China and India were doing so much less. Right now, China is putting baseload power online like coal, and there are people here who have been in charge of the government until recently who have been trying to put new regulations out through the EPA to eliminate the coal industry and to eliminate other sectors of our energy economy. And the fact is we need more baseload power. So all of this is important for us to be painting a full picture and not just cherry picking certain facts. Let's put it all out there. Let's be honest with each other, be honest with the American public, and have a conversation here to reach the right decision at the end of it.
By the way, apologies to anti-Trump Kirsten Welker. That was anti-Trump Abby Phillips. But, all these talking heads on mainstream late-night corporate news are all the same. So just wanted to correct the record on that. Now, the one angle here that he touches on, but it's like it really needs further explanation so that the American people can understand what's been done to them. And I don't think it's a dirty trick to say, let's rally America for an American cause. You think about what we witnessed after September 11th, the rise in patriotism and camaraderie and people joining the military. And it was, hey, look what they did to us on September 11th. And I get it. False flag. We were lied to about it. I'm not getting into that. I'm just saying it was an event that was used to unify us. It was an event that broadened patriotism and everything else that followed. Well, a similar thing can be done with what happened here when it comes to all these regulations, when it comes to the Green New Climate scam. And Zeldin briefly touches on it, but no. The American people really need to understand it. And if Abby Phillips there from ABC News was any good at her job, she would have pressed it a little bit to get a better understanding for her audience, but she's just a corporate talking head. Eventually she will be replaced with AI, ironically enough. We got stabbed in the back and the front on this deal. So they stabbed us in the front because they said, we have to have all these rules and regulations over all these different industries because of man-made climate change, which of course was all a lie, as Zeldin accurately puts out. So they started really focusing on global warming, man-made climate change about 2000. Al Gore put out his documentary, 100% proven wrong. They tested a bunch of stuff over the years. They tested global freezing, new ice age, 70s didn't work. They tested acid rain. Oh, it's acid rain because of all the pollution in the 80s. That didn't work. The 90s, it was, we're killing the ozone, too much emissions, and that didn't work. They hit global warming, didn't really. So then they just landed on man-made climate change and said, okay, we're going all in. And all the things that they said to push this agenda in the early 2000s, the best reference is just the Al Gore documentary because it was forced into the public schools. You know, they made sure everybody saw it. Everything the climate scientists said were going to happen in that video, none of it has happened. It's all been proven wrong. And you can look at the National Glacier Park where they said the glaciers would melt. They're still there. You can go look at Antarctica. They said it would be melted and you'd be able to ride up onto the land. They sent crews to ride up onto the land. They got stuck in ice. So it's literally all fake. So they stabbed us in the front and they said, you have to pay more and it's going to be much more difficult for you to run these industries. But then they stabbed us in the back and they said, oh, by the way, all these rules and regulations that are nearly impossible for you to adhere to and still be successful, China doesn't have to sign on to any of it. No, not a single one. So it's like you get to run a race with a weight around your ankle.
I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to the alexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back, and then some, simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our ultramethylene blue, but talk to your physician first. And if you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check those interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit, the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
All right, we pile drive through that first hour, and I did not get to near enough of this news. We got a couple guests coming up. Former New York police officer Sal Greco is going to come address a major story developing in New York. He's going to talk about the mayor's race And then, you know, maybe I'll ask him about how the NYPD is. He still has friends and contacts in there as they just put Officer Islam to rest. And obviously it was a lot of police officers attended that. So we'll get into all that with him. And then Brianna Morello in the third hour has a big exclusive news story that she's going to bring to this show as well, that she's putting all the elements together. She's going to break it here with us. So those two things are coming up, and I still got to cover all this news. But as I was pile driving through that first hour, ranting and raving, forgot to plug. So, you know, we want to give a lot of love and appreciation to our VIP members at thealexjonesstore.com. You can become a member by going to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. That's where you can learn about all the benefits. But right now, we have an exclusive benefit going on. It is a store-wide buy one, get one free super sale, but it's for VIP members only. For VIP members only, buy one, get one free on all supplements and apparel while supplies last. So if you want to take advantage of this sale, you got to go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP and become a VIP member. You can make a big purchase and cash in on that membership immediately, making it worth it for you. But of course, you support us in the process, keeping us on the air and independent. So for our VIPs, we appreciate you. Thank you for your continued support and enjoy the buy one, get one free sale happening right now. And if you're not a VIP, become one today to take advantage. Don't forget the Alex Jones Stress Ball. Still in stock for now. Still in stock for now. But I think when this thing sells out, I think Alex is going to, he's going to say, okay, that's the end of that run. We're going to do a new one with the modern day Alex Jones. The younger looking Alex Jones. We're going to do the modern day Alex Jones. So that's the Alex Jones Head Stress Ball. A fun little gag gift, but you know what? Everyone's, well, maybe I need a stress ball. Maybe I should be using this when I'm on air. But you know, some people like it when I get a little upset. I don't know. I fluctuate. Maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll do an experiment, see how effective it is. So that's all happening at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, quickly here, let's just do this. I can't help, this story is just so, it's funny on multiple angles to me. Well, the Sydney Sweeney ad has been so successful, they've sold out of jeans. So I said this years ago. Do you guys remember? I think it was Goya was the first big brand name that came out in support of Trump. It was Goya. And it was so clear to me. I was like, look, I know it seems counterintuitive because of the mainstream media. Come out as a supporter of Trump and you will actually increase sales. But it's really just more be anti-establishment. Like that's what people want. They want anti-establishment. They want what's good. They want what's new. It's like they sell us ugliness. Now they're selling us Sidney Sweeney. It's like, oh, that works. So the left is still triggered over this. I can't help it. They sold out of jeans. So listen to this one, girl. This video is hilarious. You see, they think they can sneak one by me, but they can't. Go ahead. Roll clip two.
I really wasn't going to weigh in on this.
Oh, no, she was never going
to
do it, guys.
Difficult to grow up as a person of color, specifically a woman, and view yourself as beautiful in any sense of the word growing up in this country. I remember growing up in a predominantly white community, wishing myself out of this body, out of this culture, take my name if it meant that I could wake up blonde haired and blue eyed, never having to explain who I am or worry about being accepted. That is why this American Eagle ad with Sydney Sweeney is especially off-putting. There's a lot of rhetoric right now online about the political ideologies that this represents.
You can keep her on the screen if you want, but I find this hilarious. I wasn't planning on doing this, bitch. You literally did a full face of makeup and stood in front of the camera in a towel. By the way, you have a wedding ring on. You didn't plan on doing this. Stop it. That's all you wanted to do was this. You took hours to prepare for this. But see, this whole idea that you're talking about of like, oh, it's you wanting to oppress white people. That's what you're saying. You say, we used to be able to oppress white people. But now we can't anymore. Oh, poor baby.
I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Call the husband.
Does the husband know what you're doing? Does he know what you're up to? Does your husband approve of this?
I want to know. Well, I wasn't trying to talk over the liner, guys. They killed my liner. Wow. That was a little depressing, actually. I want to know where I am.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Thank you. That's where I'm at. By the way, and I don't know, Grok was kind of processing this information, but I guess it turns out that about 0.2%, between 0.1 and 0.2% is the number that Grok landed on. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed humans is 0.1 to 0.2% of the Earth's population. So I don't know if I my hair is a little dark, so I don't know. I don't know if I would be considered blonde hair and blue eyed. But Sydney Sweeney is blonde haired and blue eyed, so she's 0.1% of the population. So actually, she is a minority. And so, upon discovering that blonde haired, blue eyed white people are a distinct, if not the distinct, minority. I think there was like two classes more of a minority. I think it was red hair, green eyes, and blonde hair, green eyes. I think was the only categories that were more of a minority than blonde hair, blue eyes. So, but now, because we're just looking for logical consistency here, it's all we're looking for. I don't think it's too much to ask. Now that we know blonde haired, blue eyed individuals are a minority, will they get the same benefits of other minority groups? Will they get the same promotions and benefits and appreciation that other minority groups have had the advantage of? No? Okay, so we're just going to drop that then? Oh, no? We're not? Oh, I see. So it was really just anti-white bigotry the whole time? Wow. What are you going to tell me next, that Hillary Clinton ran the Russian collusion hoax? Holy smokes. Didn't see that coming. Truly. Had no idea. Shocking. All right. So DC is being handed over to the tech bros. Now, I guess I can kind of leap stacks here and then get into what just happened in the UK. And I'd like to maybe bring on a guest at some point to talk about this. And the crew was actually reminding me in the break. We had Taylor Lorenz on. She's a big lefty. Or I guess she denies she's a lefty. I don't know. But this was a big issue for her. And we were kind of having the debate, not necessarily like a debate style debate, but we're like, well, is this good? Is this bad? The internet regulations. It's like, well, this could be good. This could be bad. But well, I'm going to show you what they did in the UK. But here's just some of the stuff you can see. DC is being handed over to the tech bros now. And maybe I don't think Musk, you know, obviously Musk has political involvement aspirations, but I don't really think he's a political guy. I think it's more of survival. And I think Musk realizes that the race, the tech race, is on in DC now. So he's like, well, I have to get in there and at least be involved. So Meta just had a record quarter. Meta is the owner of Facebook, its parent company. Their stock is soaring. So Meta is crushing it right now, which is odd to me. I guess it's mostly marketing money. It's kind of like Google. They make most of their money in marketing. But I've been banned on Facebook for so I haven't been on Facebook since they banned me. I guess it was like 2018 when they hit us all here. So I don't even know what goes on over there anymore. I guess it's still big. I don't know what people use it for, but I guess it's big enough. They just had a record-breaking quarter. Stocks are hitting record highs. So it just shows, even with something like Facebook, that's like, is it really that popular? People don't even talk about it anymore. And it's just having its best quarters ever. Microsoft market cap tops $4 trillion after earnings beat. So now it's, I believe, the fourth company to hit $4 trillion. It's a very exclusive club, but it's all tech. It's all tech. NVIDIA, another one. I think Google or Alphabet, the other. So, and they're crediting this because of their involvement now in AI and reaching across the aisle to help build their own AI. So, okay. Trump administration, this was yesterday, announced his new private health tracking system with big tech's help. That's right. It'll be voluntary, they say. It'll be opt-in for now. For now. And look, there's no doubt they probably needed to update the system, and there's no doubt. And, I mean, I thank God that I don't really have to deal with health issues. I thank God I don't ever have to go to a hospital or worry about that stuff. Praise the Lord. I wish that for everybody here as well. But, you know, any time you've had to deal with it, it's just like, what a mess. Just what an absolute mess it is. Or you hear horror stories of people that actually do have to deal with some health stuff. It's a total mess. So, it needed to be done. But they say, well, the whole AI healthcare thing, you know, database, it's opt-in. Yeah, it's opt-in for now. It won't be opt-in in 5 years, I'd say. Probably less. But then there's what's going on in the UK. And this is where we need to be on the lookout. And there's some stuff being debated in Texas right now. I just hear about it because I live in Texas. I know it's not only happening in Texas. There are other states that have done something similar where they basically put restrictions on adult content sites to where you cannot access them unless you have your confirmed digital ID, whatever that is. So I don't know what that represents. I don't know if it's something like I'm going through something right now with a payment processor where you have to do a face scan and upload your ID. It's such a nightmare. Honestly, I hate it. And then they have their own errors on their end. It's like you can't even get it done. It's like you spend hours just trying to confirm a payment processing account with ID photos and everything else. So I imagine it's something similar, to get this digital ID to access these sites. So of course, nobody wants to do that. Kids can't do that. So then the adult websites complain and they say, well, gee, our traffic is down. Well, so they're trying to take an approach in the UK, or they've been building this approach in the UK for a digital ID. And they say, well, this is for adult websites. We don't want children accessing adult content. You say, okay, well, that sounds fair enough. It's hard to argue against that, but we can see some potential issues here. So let's just keep an eye on this and let's monitor this. But the story was, we're just doing this to keep children off of adult websites. That's it. Well, that didn't last long. What the Online Safety Act is and how to keep children safe online. You know, really it comes down to parenting. Why are people protesting against the Online Safety Act? The UK government says it has no plans to repeal the Online Safety Act in response to over 380,000 signatures on a petition. It'll be 500,000. This story was from Tuesday. So it's, I guarantee you it's over 400 now. It'll be over 500,000. It'll just continue to grow. What are the new UK online safety rules and how will age checks on adult content be enforced? So again, that's what they sold. It went live on the 25th, and then people started using the internet, and wait a second. I don't go to adult websites, so it's not going to impact me. Au contraire. Wikipedia restricted, YouTube restricted, Spotify restricted. And now a police monitoring task force created to spy and arrest adults for things they say online. So no, it was Big Brother for the internet. They lied. They said, this is just to keep children off of adult websites. Cause, you know, the government needs to be your daddy and the government needs to be the parents of your children. Not you. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. It's just, and isn't that really what they're trying to do here is just create government to be your daddy, to be the parents for your children, which I guess some people like. In fact, I think it was the New York Post did a profile. And the headline was, and they highlighted this one woman, but it was about how parents like letting AI raise their children. I'm like, what the hell? First of all, what type of instincts have you lost? What has been stolen from you as a human when you don't even have the basic instincts to raise your child? What is that? I co-parent with ChatGPT. I love turning off my brain and letting AI help raise my child. What is wrong with you? Look, I'm not saying, hey, maybe you got a question about the kid or something it ate or there's a bump on its back. Okay, you search online. It's like, oh no, I'm co-parenting with AI. You sure you want to do that? Did you hear? AI gave scarily specific self-harm advice to users expressing suicidal intent. What is that like? Is that a joke? Remember, they put that girl in jail who told her ex-boyfriend to kill himself. They put her in jail, which shouldn't be a jailable offense. You could call her a monster, but still. So, is that an AI sense of humor? Is that AI deciding, well, maybe you should die? You want that raising your kid? Maybe AI decides it's going to have a little humorous thing and says, oh, sure, your kid can eat that. It'll be fine. And then they eat it and they have an allergic reaction, a poison reaction. You sure you want to do this? So now UK VPN demand soars after debut of Online Safety Act. Look, I would say this, and I practice what I preach. I don't give you advice. I'm not using myself. I have stopped using VPNs. Now, I used to use a VPN to browse the internet all the time for the obvious reasons of privacy. I am now highly skeptical of VPNs, and I think actually now using a VPN just gives another database of your information out there. I don't know. There might be, I'm not telling you that you can't trust any VPN or whatever. I'm just saying if you're going to use a VPN, I'd be very skeptical. I'd do as much research as you can to make sure that that data isn't being stored somewhere or sold somewhere. I would be very, very skeptical of that. And so I got extremely skeptical of that and I just turned off my VPNs, and maybe that's because I assume in the Trump administration I won't go to jail for my speech. Although, you know, maybe there's some speech that they will put you in jail for having to do with a country in the Middle East with a star on its flag, but I digress. So now they're using VPNs because they just want to have the internet like they used to use it. They want to be able to use Wikipedia, YouTube, Spotify, all the stuff, but then they have the police, the online police monitoring your activities. Oh, now you need it just to, you can't even browse the internet now. You need your ID. Well, hey, come across the border with some kids, no ID needed. You know? Oh, you need to go vote? Nah, you don't need to see an ID, go vote. Oh, but you want to scroll the internet that you pay for in your house that you own? We're going to need to see some ID, bud. Yeah. We're going to need to see some ID. So this is all going in the direction of internet censorship. This is all going in the direction of total internet monitoring your activity by the government. And so, you know, Trump was kind of poking at Starmer when they were meeting about the censorship, but it was still kind of too soon to really weigh in on the Online Safety Act. But man, now it's just, he could have hammered him on it. He could have hammered him on that. This is going to get, I think this is going to get a lot of tension, a lot of attention here. And I hope that Americans realize, because look, right now, you don't really hear too many people complaining. I'm not really seeing it or hearing it, but no, you cannot go to, I don't know how many states pass these laws. You cannot go to these porn sites in Texas unless you have this digital ID. You can't get on. So yeah, they were complaining. They're like, oh, our traffic is down. Well, you know what? Maybe that's a good thing. But nobody's really complaining about it. Cause it's like, if you actually use it for its purpose that people agree, oh, that's a good thing. Like, hey, we don't want minors going to adult sites. It's like, okay. Yeah. But then it's like, oh, well, also we're going to put a digital ID wall in front of, Wikipedia and YouTube and Spotify and all these other content sites. Yeah, we're going to do that too. Now, then people will have an issue. Now, I don't think the Trump administration would do that, but he should be a lot harder on the UK for this. And I think Americans should take note here and make sure that we don't do something like this, because once you go there, it's going to be hard to take it back. So we don't even want to go there. Now, I wonder, what do you think AI would say about this? Maybe I don't want to know. Why today's young adults are 4 times more likely to have rectal cancer? You know what? Nah. I'm good. I'm just going to go ahead and just move on from that, I think is what we'll do there. Oh, Kamala Harris. You know Kamala? She's going to run. She's going to run for president again. I'd bet on it. I don't think she'll do well, but she's going to run. So Colbert is in his last moments. His show is in its last week. I don't know when they shut it down. So he's doing just straight up deep state Democrat Party propaganda in his final shows, which is kind of sad. And it's also ironic. When Colbert was doing the night, what was the show on Comedy Central? It was like 10, 20 years ago he was doing it. The Colbert Report, is that what it's called? Yeah. They were winning. They won Emmys. I'm pretty sure they won multiple Emmys. The Colbert Report on Comedy Central, when that was on air, was funny. And it was funny because it wasn't like politically charged where you could tell there was an agenda. It was politically charged. It was like they just wanted to make you laugh at politics. And really, Colbert's show was so successful. They won so many Emmys. And I actually remember when one of the years when he won his Emmys, he invited all the writers on and he said, these are the real guys. These are the real talent. I was like, yeah, this is a stand-up guy. Then he got the late night show on, I think he's on CBS or NBC, whatever it is. And it was like everything changed. It wasn't funny anymore. It was all political propaganda. It was all about him. Well, it's in his final broadcast. So isn't that the irony? It's like instead of Colbert saying, okay, I've got 5 shows left, whatever, I'm going to go back to my old self here. I'm going to be funny. I'm going to go back to the old content we used to do. We're going to make fun of everybody. We're going to do political jokes that everybody can get a laugh out of. We're going to do general observations that we find humorous. And we're going to close the deal like that. We're going to close the deal in a way that people will like. Oh, no, he's going the opposite. He's going the complete opposite direction, which is ironic because that's ultimately why he's not considered funny anymore. It's ironic because that's why nobody really cares about his show anymore. Because it's just all political propaganda. So instead of saying final shows, I'm not going to do that. He's saying final shows, I'm going all in on that. So he has, and I'll get to the Harris angle. First he has Slotkin on. This is hilarious, but except it's not funny. So Slotkin goes on Colbert to say this in clip 6.
a seamstress, and it was a really very cool job.
Conspiratorially minded people out there like to think that some of the trouble the United States has is because of the what they call the deep state.
Right.
Okay, and as a former spy, is there a deep state? What do they mean by deep state?
Yeah, I wish people could understand that a lot of the guys that I served with, guys and gals at the CIA or at the Pentagon where I served, first of all, a lot of them are former military. So, you know, if you can't be like pro-military and then anti-intelligence community and deep state. But a lot of the guys are also like wearing mom jeans and white sneakers on the weekends. Like these are good corn-fed people who just want to help their country.
Eating ballpark fries.
Well, eating their hot dogs or doing whatever. And there, this idea that there's some network of people that are running the world, it's just, it doesn't really match reality. And these people in the dead of night are doing things to protect this country and make sure things don't blow up here. Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, the way that Trump is going after them is just, first of all, it's nasty. Second of all, it's completely counter to our interests to be demoralizing the people that are protecting us.
In November, you were one of four Democratic senators to win states that also voted for Trump. And you say the Democrats.
There is no deep state. But by the way, the deep state is good. Did you pick up on that? I mean, folks, this is the lowest level political propaganda that you can get. I mean, it's political propaganda for retards. Trump says he's going to go after the deep state. People believe him. What do you say as a former spy? As a former CIA spy, what do you say? Oh, it's not true. There is no deep state. But by the way, the deep state is really good, and they're protecting this country, and I can't believe how Trump is treating them. But there is no deep state. That's how Stephen Colbert is spending his final shows, bringing on CIA spies to tell you there is no deep state, but the deep state is great. There's a level of this that's almost tragic. It's not about Colbert. I'm not in some Colbert fan club. I never was. But yeah, I did enjoy a show on Comedy Central back in the day. But it's not even about Colbert. It's just like, my God, it's just like Americans are so quick to sell out. I don't know. It's Colbert, liberal, conservative. Who knows? Probably none. He's just a sellout. That's all he is. He's a damn sellout. He's a hired gun for the media propaganda, for the political propaganda. Shilling vaccines. It's just, you know, that's what's so tragic. It's not like, oh my gosh, my Colbert show. I'm fine without it. No, it's more like, man, really? Americans just sell out like that? Really? Americans will just take the money and go on TV and just propagandize people and just feel no guilt? I mean, I'd hate to think the worst about Stephen Colbert, but it's just like, really, dude? That's just sad. So now it's going to be Kamala Harris. Now she's got a book coming out. Harris releases memoir about her presidential run called 107 Days, because that's how long her run was. Kamala Harris sets first post-election interview on Colbert's Late Show. She's running. Bet it. She's running again. And Colbert is going to give her one last propaganda push on his way out. Just pathetic. There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet, or whether it's the modern day atmosphere, or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all of that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria. But beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts. You want to talk about power. You talk about strength. Talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you asked me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the methylene blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, joining me now is former New York police officer, and you can see all of his honors on the wall behind him if you have any doubt about his resume. Sal Greco is joining me now. Follow him on X at The Sal Greco, his website, salgreco.com. And he's always got his ear to the ground when it comes to activities in New York. So I already had a couple of stories I wanted to get into with him today, and then he just sent me another one. I don't know, Sal, I was on air. I don't know if it ties into the other stuff that we want to talk about. Perhaps before we get into that, I know that they just honored Officer Islam there, who died in that shooting. Would you care to comment on that? Have you heard from your friends in the force after this today?
Well, I can give you a roundabout of what I know about the whole issue. First of all, he was doing paid detail, which is off duty, which is allowed to do security off duty wise, and you're in uniform. You know, like TD Bank used to have this. They used to have off-duty security there. So he was doing it for that building, which is was at 343 Park Avenue. But what happened there is essentially with this maniac that showed up and did all of this. In the past, New York City, we used to have a unit called CRC. CRC fell under the Counterterrorism Bureau, and the Counterterrorism Bureau you would see a lot of police vehicles running up and down the street, and then it would break off, and then he would station police officers with long guns that are trained to use them.
Was that run by Buck Sexton?
No. Buck Sexton was in the CIA. It's completely different. And the NYPD, the counterterrorism unit, has always been run by different chiefs, but it was a bureau that's now been defunded, essentially, by New York City Mayor Eric Adams through attrition and also by taking away from the budget from the NYPD to give to the migrants. That's why we don't have officers running around in vehicles that should be doing it. It used to be an everyday occurrence, at least 10 to 12 vehicles. And just by their presence, it would deter psychos like this running around. That's why under Bloomberg, under Giuliani, we didn't see these kind of incidents, and he started to flare up.
Well, see, I knew asking you about this, you'd have something for the audience here. So they cut. We know that they ran on defunding the police. Adams, a former police officer, I guess, just went along with this agenda. So to rephrase what you just said, they cut funding from the police in order to pay for the illegal immigration into New York City, housing them, feeding them, everything else. That's what happened.
Correct. And on top of that, Eric Adams, who could present a referendum on the ballot to put up the status of sanctuary city that could be voted on, Eric Adams did not do that under the 4 years he was the mayor. He could have done it twice. He didn't do it twice. He is anything but what people believe. I know these influencers in the Midwest want to comment on New York City politics, yet they don't even live there. Eric Adams is a charlatan. There's nothing MAGA about him. He wanted President Trump in prison. He called him a white supremacist. He called his children white supremacists. He is not MAGA. He terminated me because I was friends with our friend Roger Stone and an original MAGA guy all the way back from 2015. Oh, it's all forgotten. But that's what I was terminated for. He does not like Republicans. He's not a Republican. He's a snake. He's all about himself. Everything he does to this day, he continues to destroy New York City and the police department. I vote for him. If you think he's going to save you from himself, which is essentially what you're voting for, would be a waste. If I was you in New York City, I would vote for the only true Republican, who's the only person who's not corrupt and will save the city and has been known for, 40 years doing it with the Guardian Angels. That would be Curtis Sliwa.
Well, let's kind of go off of this now, and then it'll tie into the one story that I did want to talk to you today about that's getting a lot of national attention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from my perspective, I'm not in New York, but I've been following this race with a little bit of interest. Sliwa just has no chance. I just don't see a realistic chance. You might disagree if you want to disagree with me here. But I guess my question would be, where does Eric Adams think he's going to get votes here? Does he think that conservatives are going to vote for him? I mean, I don't think the left is going to vote for him. I think the left is all in for Mamdani. Where does Eric Adams think he's going to get votes now?
So to break this down, Eric Adams is actually polling 10% or less. He has been the whole time. He would have been destroyed in either primary, whether it be Democrat or Republican. He couldn't beat Curtis Sliwa one-on-one. He couldn't win in a crowded field of Democrats. His approval rating in New York City is 28%. 69% of people in a poll that was the only poll I've seen that was polling registered voters, not likely voters, which means, likely voters, and I could call you from New York and say, you're likely to vote. You'll say, yeah, and I'll count whatever you say down as a poll.
that's how the polling works. Send out an email. Yeah, and you got 30 emails. You respond to all 30.
Yeah, you're likely to vote, right, Owen? So, yeah, we'll put down your responses because, you're really likely to vote in New York City, but you said so. So that's what these polls are. They're all the same garbage we've seen for, the last 12 years now with Trump and Biden, all these polls. So the only poll I'm looking at that's relevant was one that was taken that says not likely, registered voters in a four-way race. And it shows what we all know, on inside baseball. The three candidates, Mamdani, Cuomo, and Curtis Sliwa, are all polling within 25 to 30%. They're all 1 or 2 percentage points behind each other. Eric Adams is at 9% or less, and he's dropping. He has absolutely no chance other than everyone else either perishes or drops out of the race. That's why he keeps saying, oh, he should drop out. That guy should drop out. No, Eric, you should be in jail, actually. So with those three people running, about 13 or 14% are undecided. Does this race, as long as it remains, and it's going to remain four people on a ballot, Curtis Sliwa has a shot, and he's the one Republican in the last 10 or 15 years that does. So it's not a joke, and even our friend Roger Stone, he could explain this to you. He does have a chance, and people need to actually believe he does, because you do not want Mamdani as the mayor, as you know. He is just an extension of Eric Adams. He wants the groceries funded by the city. Eric Adams does that now. There's a program right now. It's 6 grocery stores in the city that does it. He wants to defund the police. Eric Adams campaigned and ran on that. He has defunded the police. He's used it by attrition, and he's also using the NYPD like a personal, a crime syndicate, whether it's all the sexual harassment they've been on, that they're on a rampage getting sexually harassing cops, other agencies. They have a ton of lawsuits, not only just me. You have people like this chief department, John Schell. He basically disparaged me online, forgetting that he's the top uniform member of the police department. Now you're going to get deposed. You violated a federal law by doing that. You're representing an agency, and you're disparaging me, and I have current litigation. So this is the clown show under this guy, Eric Adams. I can't believe there's people, Owen, in this MAGA camp that are saying he's the only one. They clearly do not know anything. They never read about his indictment.
Well, they just follow what Trump says, and obviously obviously Trump was cutting some deal with Adams, and so he wanted him in there.
Oh yeah, Owen. He was cutting in deals, a quid pro quo. Like you saw Emil Bove, he ended up getting he's now a judge on the third district there, Mr. I'm on Trump's legal team, and the guy literally had no defense and was found guilty because of that. Because remember, they took him out. Why? Joe Tacopina was the lawyer. Who got rid of him? Boris Epstein. Who put Boris Epstein there? Oh yeah, Eric Trump. How did he become prominent? Jeffrey Epstein associate Steve Bannon. Oh, who represents him? Artie Idala. Isn't that Eric Adams' friend? Doesn't that guy also represent Ghislaine Maxwell? Now Trump wants to pardon her and P. Diddy, who's friends with Eric Adams.
This is
a crazy circle here.
I'll tell you what. That I know you know that whole web. I don't want to go into that yet. Should those things happen, then I'll go there. I know it's being talked about, but I don't know if there's any legitimacy to any of that. So let's put pause on that. I would say... Mm. I put a friendly wager on Mamdani winning, so I still think that I'm going to win that wager. You said it's going to be a 4-man ticket. Let me just say, Cuomo is extorting somebody. He's only on no. He is only on the ticket for political extortion. What is the deal? Who is he extorting? Come on, give me the inside scoop. He's going to drop out, but who is he shaking down? Who is he saying, hey, you want me off the ticket? Give me something.
I tell you what, Cuomo he's been a political gangster his whole life. I mean, technically, he runs things like a gangster. His record is atrocious. You would think he has no shot, but in reality, Owen, in that 4-way race, he's second, just 1 point ahead of Curtis Sliwa, but he's able to do this because he's kind of like Eric Adams. He schmoozes around the low information voter circles. He goes to these churches. He likes to pick on low-information voters. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do that for you. And they actually believe him. And that's how Eric Adams got voted the first time. Problem is, Eric Adams right now is polling at 16% with the African-American community. He won that overwhelmingly 4 years ago with over 70%. So that's why he can't win. Cuomo's courting that vote and a couple of other votes, you know, the Asian vote, the Jewish vote. And unfortunately... we know that certain Democrat voters will vote same way no matter what. So Cuomo, although his record is shoddy, it's terrible. What you really also have with him, he's got corruption ties. Look into a woman named Linda Sun. She was indicted recently. She's a Kathy Hochul aide with links to
Linda Sun.
Who worked Winda Greco, we're not related to, you know, Winnie Greco was no relation to myself, works for Eric Adams. She's big in the Asian community, which she would have been indicted too. Unfortunately, Trump decided to drop that case, Emil Bove there. And Linda's son was hired by who, though? Andrew Cuomo. She's a communist spy for China or something. She's been indicted twice.
Yeah.
So no one is bringing this up. Andrew Cuomo hired this woman who then he resigned in disgrace. And then she's left holding a bag for Kathy Hochul.
So he's playing pure demographics right now. He's playing pure demographics and saying, I'm going to look at a certain political market cap here, and I'm just going to try to target these demographics, and I'm going to have enough of a political market cap. I still say he's extorting somebody. I don't think he's going to be on the ticket at the end. I think he's going to approach the Democrats or somebody. I mean, he's known as the grandma killer. I don't know. I think at the end of the, at some point he's going to approach the Democrats or the Republicans, whoever the highest bidder is. And he's going to approach them and he's going to say, hey, look, I built this little coalition here in case you didn't know. I've got the Asian community over here. They're going to support me at least 80%. I got the Jewish community over here. They're looking to support me about 40, 50%. You know, the black vote that voted for Eric Adams, they're with me now. I've got a nice little coalition of voters here. You know, I'd be willing to drop out for a certain price. I'd be willing to drop out for you.
Yeah, he clearly doesn't look like he's campaigning the way, you know, the guy from the past would have campaigned. And he ran a horrible campaign to begin with, which is why Mamdani ended up winning. But what's funny was he started Mamdani with 3%. And people laughed at him. I mean, we had him on the Finest Unfiltered podcast, you know, on my network. We had him on, you know, John McCarry and Eric Dim. People laughed. Oh, he's got 3%. And they told him, John McCarry said, don't laugh at this. He can win. He's going to win this primary because you're ignoring him. And by the way they acted, that's why he won. Cuomo didn't even campaign.
Yeah.
Oh, and he was nowhere to be found. He used the Joe Biden strategy. Let's sit at home. I'm Andrew Cuomo. Vote for me because I'm famous. Like,
you know how it is in politics. People only want to believe what they want to believe. And so they, you know, and it kind of, you know, in many ways it parallels the sports world. It's like, my team's going to win the Super Bowl. It's like, your team sucks. They're going to finish in the bottom of the division. No, they're not. They still wait, you know, they go and they wave the thing. It's just, it happens in politics too, is what I've learned. And so then people get shocked at a result. Like you talk about the Mamdani result. And, you know, the night before I said, don't be surprised. This is going to be a mandate and it will be about Israel, which is sad that that issue is now affecting a mayor's race. It shouldn't have anything to do with foreign policy, but that's how big of an issue it is. And I think that it played a major role. All right. Now there's two big stories that we really need to get to here. You sent me another one that you can get into, right before you came on. But here is the one that's getting national attention. Bally's Bronx, New York City casino resurrected. Adam revives Bally's casino bid by vetoing council's vote to block it. So it was like the whole city was against this deal, and then Adams gave it the green light anyway. What's going on here?
What happened there is this is part of the quid pro quo, okay? This is what's going on. Kristi Marmorato is the city councilwoman for that district in the Bronx. She's a Republican, by the way, and her brother is in charge of the Bronx Republican Party. Just so you know, they go way back. They're staunch conservatives. So Kristi Marmorato vetoed this. But what happened is the original vote of this was brought to city council, and there's a threshold where they want these bids to go with the casino. You needed at least 36 council members to vote this down. Eric Adams then chimed in to get this lower to about 20. You need like 26 or 29 people to veto this. What's crazy is as this is going on and there's going to be a vote for this, one of the Republicans that's also running for city council, she's a current sitting councilwoman, Anna Vernikoff, comes out and votes for this. She's the one Republican that voted for it. This next day, Donald Trump Jr. endorses her out of nowhere. I don't think the guy's endorsed anyone ever. He endorses her for city council, which looks funny because, of course, she voted for this casino. The significance of this casino being in this golf course is that is now the Bally's Casino. That was Trump's old property. And if that casino passes, Donald Trump's organization, the Trump organization, would stand to make $115 million in that deal. So to keep Eric Adams, who could veto this, which he did, and now this goes to another vote. Now the city council has to veto him. Now you're going to need the 36 council people to vote against this. They're going to try to drum up people in the background. The real estate racket, which, of course, Trump is a real estate guy. Eric Adams has all the major real estate people backing him.
Is money pouring in?
There is money pouring into him through the real estate racket and this crypto people behind the scenes who want
that casino. So that's all Trump. I mean, that's all Trump.
Correct. And that's what one of the things he wanted was that casino to be built, because obviously there's $115 million up for grabs, and his name back on the Wallman Rink, which they had revoked. The only problem is to get his name back on the Woman Rink, he'd have to put a bid in, okay? Some deputy mayors already resigned and were saying how people are trying to put bids on. It's $250 million to the city. The problem is he has a felony conviction on the Trump Organization.
Yeah, they won't let him.
It's almost impossible. But Eric Adams is trying to pull the strings. He took away the power of the Parks Commissioner, who is in charge of who gets the naming rights to the Woman Rink. He put his deputy mayor of public safety, a complete goon, this guy Kaz Daughtry, he's a clout chaser, who also got pictured with Donald Trump. He went to the golf course, and of course he brought his MIP security, which is a conflict right there. But he is now in charge of that. So he's going to try to push his name on the Woman Rink and get that golf course, get that casino over there. It's not in the best interest of the community in the Bronx. That is a fact. They could use that money for public housing, fix the infrastructure. New York City's flooded today because of the rain, and yet, you know, we're worried
about flooding again today.
Flooded today.
The subways, are the subways flooded today?
It's the roads. The roads were flooded. It's just the infrastructure.
Is that because the trash, the mountains of trash are blocking the sewers?
Yeah, he doesn't know how to. Oh, I thought he was doing a composting, Eric Adams. He's big with that. So Jessica Tisch was the former sanitation commissioner, now a police commissioner, a soccer mom who has no idea about the NYPD culture.
So she was the one second. Who came do you think Tisch? I actually think Tisch is like doing somewhat decent of a job. Do you disagree?
She is what we call a soccer mom. She has no idea what she stepped into. If you notice the lawsuits that came forward just a week ago.
Soccer mom.
Tom Donilon, who is the former police commissioner, who was the police commissioner name only, he left a bombshell lawsuit. And no, he's not a disgruntled employee, as evidence that they were rubber stamping terminations, transfers. He's just sitting there with title, and everyone else around him is doing everything that, you know, the police commissioner is supposed to be doing. So I suspect that all of that's been going on the whole time. It happened on that Mr. Consofrito, Eddie Caban. It happened on the Sewell, which we're going to find out in my lawsuit when I depose her, whether she was rubber stamping things. I had no idea what was going on. And I'm sure Tisch, who is a soccer mom, who really doesn't know what's going on. She's not a cop. She was never in the NYPD. She never wore that uniform. They are bamboozling her. And she's only there essentially because what? Her family is very wealthy. The Tisch family is big donors to Eric Adams, and they're prominent in the Democrat Party.
Put her in there and then let her absorb the lawsuit and then move on?
Or put her in there to save face and try to get some of her community in there. You know, they're a big prominent Jewish family. Jewish families will flock to Eric Adams and donate. Well, because we have Tisch that we know her. Her family is great. Meanwhile, his boys are running the police department into the ground. She is just a police commissioner name only as well. And also, she does not understand the culture of the police department. It is its own animal. And Owen, you know, we could go into, you know, my own case, but we know that already.
Well, she's no Vernikov, if you catch my drift with that.
Yeah.
But so why are they against the casino exactly though? Cause I mean, clearly you've laid it out. This is a personal thing for Trump, you know, and you know what? I don't even, of all the political corruption, this is like, I mean, I don't know. I get it for Trump. He wants his name on the rink and, he's got his own interests there. So of the scale of political corruption, this is like, you know, it's a little, you know, it's like, okay, but it's like maybe you can swallow it. But why doesn't the community want the casino there? Is it just because they don't want the traffic or the noise?
Well, there's no direct place to go. There's a big parking lot. They don't have any public transportation that goes there. So there's no trains that go there. There's no buses that go there. And what benefit does it have when they could use that money for housing? They don't have enough housing. The infrastructure, again, is atrocious. The subways, why are you wasting money in an area where it only
benefits? So it's getting taxpayer funding?
Yes, that's what they're looking for. They want because there's bids. There's certain casino bids going on where different. Well, New York has three. They're going to give out three licenses in next year, allegedly. This is another thing. Kathy Hochul keeps pushing. Oh, I don't know. Next month, next year, the year after. So they're going to announce three people or three bids get the licensing. And it's three different locations, and you don't know which ones. So this is one that they want to have the location to have the casino license is – obviously Trump and the golf course because, you know, he wants that. But I see this, Owen, this could be a political issue for midterms. Why? If you're going to impeach this guy, this is where you're going to get him. The quid pro quo with Eric. Eric will flip. If you grab Eric, man, this guy will sing like a canary. He'll tell you whatever you want to know. Whatever meeting happened with Emo Bove, where they had the notes being exchanged and all that stuff, seven prosecutors resigning, which led to Ghislaine, the P. Diddy case. One of those attorneys was supposed to be attorney there. Instead, it ended up being Comey's daughter. Why? Because you got rid of the prosecutors in the Eric Adams case. So all of it ties in, and then you got to answer for his sons. Eric Trump was very chummy about Eric Adams, and I don't know why, but it seems that, you know, through Boris and Bove, there's something there. And then
it's a business deal.
Crypto connection, Owen, which the other article I sent you was, there was a whole thing that happened where...
Yeah, I got 2 minutes. Lay that one out. Go ahead.
Eric Adams' donor, I think his name is Du Bois. He's a big crypto guy. Started a company with, guess who? Brock Pierce, big MAGA guy, right? Another Trump guy. So they abducted this Italian citizen off a plane using NYPD security, which was Eric Adams' personal security, brought this guy to a place and tortured him over crypto. So these two guys are standing trial now, and the other guy just got a $1 million bond, and he's out of prison right now for abducting someone. If you want to talk about what's going on behind the scenes, you need to look at that. And Eric Adams, the day this happened, they indicted his friend. He was in Las Vegas at a crypto conference, which that gentleman that got indicted should have been there with him. And, of course, he held a fundraiser there and got money from Las Vegas the way he just got it in Fort Lauderdale recently, because he, you know, New York City doesn't want to put a dime behind him. But that's right there, NYPD detective on the security detail tied to this crypto scam that nobody wants to talk about, that the trial's going on as we speak. And one of them just got a $1 million bond, which is unheard of that they're allowed out for that crime.
But how are the Yankees doing? What about the Mets?
The Mets are doing better.
That's great. You know, you go to Citi Field, you get a moldy hot dog, and then you walk outside to a homeless tent city. It's fun, isn't it? Maybe soon there'll be another casino that can take your money.
That's right. Next door, Steve Cohen, once he put in a bid, too. You want to put a casino next door to Citi Field, so I think he's going to win it.
Yep. There it is. All right, Sal Greco, always fun to talk to you, giving us the latest on the New York City situation. I'm sure we'll be hearing more from you as this mayor's race heats up and gets closer to the day. At Sal Greco on X, give him a follow. Sal, good to see you.
Thank you, Owen. God bless you, and God bless the family of the fallen officer, Islam.
I'm only as strong as you are backing me. You figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to the ellisjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Booster Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back, and then some, simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultra Methylene Blue, but talk to your physician first. And if you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check those interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit. Get the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. Be right back.
making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We are thanking our VIP members. We are showing appreciation. We really appreciate you. We thank you, everybody that's become a VIP member at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. We are thanking you because we're running a sale right now for VIP members only. It is the store-wide buy one, get one free super sale happening right now for VIPs only. All supplements and apparel. You heard that right. All health supplements and apparel at thealexjonesstore.com is buy one, get one free if you are a VIP member. Now, you can go right to thealexjonesstore.com, and the link to become a VIP is right there at the top if you're interested in becoming that and taking advantage of this sale. But so many other benefits, even when this sale runs out while supplies last. Like double and bonus entries into our raffles and giveaways. Right now it is the Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. And so when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, you get multiple entries to that. You get bonus entries if you're a VIP member, as well as free shipping on all orders over $99 and so much more. Learn all about the benefits by going to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. But right now, while supplies last and this sale is live, you can get buy one, get one free, all supplements, all apparel right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We appreciate your continued support. We appreciate our VIP members. It's that sustained membership that keeps us on the air. And so we thank you for that. All right. I don't know. The crew pulled this one in. I might as well. Elizabeth Warren has a fall today. I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to do it to the old bat. But the crew thought it was funny. Elizabeth Warren tries to lean on a desk at the Capitol today and falls. I think she's okay. Her ego might be damaged a little bit. But I think other than that, she'll walk again and continue to be a bat crap crazy liberal Democrat. Well, maybe she might need some workman's comp there. She might have sprained an ankle. It happened right as a woman was wheeling by in a wheelchair too. It's like a curse or something. So here comes the wheelchair and then down you go. Yeah. All right. You happy, crew? There you go. You wanted to see it. You wanted to see Elizabeth Warren fall. You got what you wanted. Some mini dictators back there. All right. We did what you wanted. Okay. And then there's this. This is just sad. I kind of feel like I have to do this now. 98%, 99% of the time, other people that don't look like you, whatever, they don't think like this. But some do here. Listen to this in clip 12.
And my question for y'all is, why aren't we blowing shit up how they used to blow our shit up, blow up our communities? Why aren't we flooding how they used to flood our communities?
She wants to blow up white communities.
Why aren't we out here making their
life
harder, just like they trying to be out here making our lives harder? And I don't want to hear none of that, oh, we're not built like that, we just don't have it in our hearts. That. They don't care about us, and they never cared about us. And y'all trying to sit over here on some peace and love shit. That. Peace and love. Where the fuck has that gotten us, bro? 400 plus years, and y'all niggas ain't tired yet? Y'all niggas ain't angry yet? I'm pissed. I'm mad. These niggas been had it out for us for decades. Ages, bro. 400 plus years. And ain't shit changed. I don't give a fuck if they let us slap on a badge and work for these motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. The shit's still the same. And this whole Joey Swole situation should really open your
eyes. I mean, it's just sad. So, oh yeah, it's white. We're at war with whites and they're the enemy and... But you can see that's what they want. Like, they want this racial confrontation. They want this race war. It's like, it's 1% of the population or less. But it's there. You know, I'll respond a little bit more to that on the other side and then get into the geopolitical news.
Please remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list or text message, on other platforms, word of mouth on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution. You are the solution. You're everything. When you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification. That is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match. And the InfoWar is everything. And you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the InfoWar. So release your will and power now. Destroy them.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So you see this lady there promoting violence against white people and saying they're, you know, to blame for all the problems of black America. And it's like, this is the propaganda. This is how they've been taught in schools and with the media and pop culture that, oh, yes, it's the white people that are your problem. And I think it's time for a new approach to this whole concept. And I've said it before, but there has to be a better understanding here. Well, why would she feel that way? Why does she think white people are out to get her, or it's time to, as she says, blow up or flood white communities? It's like, you think white people think about you like that? It's like, what are you doing here? But what's happened is the propaganda in culture, the propaganda in the schools have basically, I mean, it's aimed at everybody, but in this case, it's specifically aimed at black Americans to make you feel unpatriotic or like you don't belong here or you never did. And somehow it's not your country, which is all a lie. Now, of course, the irony is they'll tell you on the other side of the mouth that they built this country, but there is an element of truth to that. And so I approach it like this, where the media and the schools and the propaganda are telling black Americans like, oh, you don't belong. You're not meant to be here. This whole country was built against you and all this stuff. Total propaganda. No, the truth is that it was, yes, white men that came here with the ideas and, say, conquered and built and then built America. But no, they did that with black Americans too. Yeah, black Americans fought in the Revolutionary War. Black Americans fought in the Civil War, just like white Christian Americans. So really, black Americans and white Americans, yes, that should actually be the strongest union in this country. But they try to demonize it. And they want this really negative depiction of slavery, which we're not trying to paint it in a good way, but like they want you to think of it like Django Unchained instead of like Mel Gibson's The Patriot. When really most black and white Americans were building America together is really what it was. And they did fight in the Revolutionary War, and they did fight in the Civil War and all the other wars. But they want to separate black Americans' identity from that. They want to separate black Americans' identity from their role in building America and them being here since the beginning. And they want to say, no, you were just a slave. And it's all the white man's fault. And you were never welcome here. all a complete lie. All a complete lie. But it's all by design to do the divide and conquer and then have the anti-American propaganda to turn black Americans, instead of being proud Americans and proud of their heritage, no, instead they are taught to reject it and hate it and then hate the white person and blame it all on them. No. The truth is that white Christians and black Christians built this country. It should be culturally the strongest union. If you want to talk about two different classes or groups of people, racial, whatever, that should be the strongest, longest formed union, is black and white Christians that built this country, fought in multiple wars for this country, and are still here in this country. And then you get a little further into it, and then it's okay, yeah, and then we fought with Mexicans. We fought with Native Americans, and I don't want to get into the whole genealogy thing, but Native Americans and Mexicans are really close in the DNA pool, and it all came from Asia, like thousands of years ago, came from Asia. So it's like, okay, then we fought with Mexicans for the rest of the country, and then those wars were settled and the borders were settled, and now it's like, okay, we all get along. So it's like, that's the real makeup here. It's not black versus white. It's not black versus brown or any of this. No, it's black and white Christians fought for this country and built this country. And then they fought with Mexicans and Native Americans and won that. And then they became a part of it as well. And now they live here and they're continuing to build it. Like, that's the union. That's the union of Americans. And I know there's all kinds of racial identity people and they obsess over skin color, whatever. But from just a sheer historical context, that should be the union. That should be the strong union where people actually feel a sense of pride in their history and in their heritage and their right to belong here, let's say. So it's all been divided. And now they want blacks against whites and whites against browns. But see, now what's happening, though? Now what's happening? Now it's all Jews versus Arabs. Now that's what we're supposed to think about. Now that's the big fight. And it's the saddest thing to witness, and this will segue, I suppose, into the geopolitical news. It's the saddest thing to witness now that hatred that Arabs and Jews have been carrying for thousands of years, that war that they've been fighting for thousands of years, the Holy War, and now it's engulfing us. It's like we are on the complete different side of the planet, and we can't get away from this crap. And now Netanyahu is here basically running our foreign policy with Susie Wiles, running the White House with Susie Wiles, getting everything they want while real Americans are left stranded and told to get in line behind Israel. And everybody sees it. And then I have to sit here and deal with all this hatred. I have to sit here and watch all this hatred all day long. Hatred for Muslims, hatred for Jews. And I'm blinking. I'm like, why? What the hell? I thought this was America. Why am I dealing with Jews and Arabs in a holy war, fighting it out, hating one another in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States of America? And we saw it coming right after October 7th. We said, you watch now. You're going to have foreign flags all over your streets. You're going to have the fights in your streets. It's going to dominate the political discussion. It's going to dominate the foreign policy. And then it's just like, you're just begging for something that helps America. You're just begging for an America First agenda. And you do a 360, and then what is it? Oh, it's Jews versus Arabs again. It's Jews telling you all Arabs are bad. It's Jews telling you Muslims are bad. It's Jews telling you to hate Islam. They're your enemy. And then on the other side, oh, it's all Jews are bad. And it's, oh, you know, they're the ones stealing everything. They're the ones running everything. And I'm just like, what the hell happened, man? But that's how they do it. So they divide, and then they conquer. And that's exactly what's being done right now. Now, right now, there are tens of thousands of people protesting in Israel against Netanyahu. That is happening right now. So Israel has turned on Netanyahu. And across the entire planet, Netanyahu is viewed as the most evil man in the world. Think about that. All the propaganda they tried to sell you about Assad, all the propaganda they tried to sell you about Putin, all the propaganda, but who is still, and they tell you Netanyahu's the best. And then, but really, what does the world look at this and say? Netanyahu's a cold-blooded killer. Netanyahu is drenched in the blood of the innocent. Netanyahu is a diabolical demon. That's how bad it is. That's how obvious it is. And they're marching in the streets in Israel right now, protesting Netanyahu, protesting what they're doing in the Gaza Strip. And then you have all these people like foaming at the mouth for more death in Gaza, foaming at the mouth and cheering on the starvation and cheering on the death and cheering on the destruction. And you're just like, you are truly sick. You are a sick person. And I just sit here like, wow, this is American politics now? This is what we have to deal with now? And it's, hey, we just want to separate. We don't want anything to do with that. Oh, anti-Semite. Oh, Jew hater. And it's like, okay, fine, I'm not going to talk about it. Oh, you're shilling for Israel. How many shekels did they pay you? It's like, how about it's all insane? How about I'm sick of all of it? How about we stop this failed Middle East policy that Israel's been running for my entire life? Is anybody interested in that? Well, it won't be this administration. I believe it will be the next, though. I do at this point. It's so bad now. It's just everybody's rejecting Israel. And you know what? Good. And I don't even care. I want nothing to do with it. Israel can exist, not exist. It's not my problem. If Israel is going to be so diabolical and hated by the rest of the world, then that's their problem. I don't want it to be my problem. And that's what we continue to see is, no, it just keeps becoming our problem. More and more our problem and our problem and more involvement. So I could sit here and say this is pathetic. Only 27 senators, all Democrats, voted against continuing to arm Israel for their destruction and death in Gaza. But I'll tell you what, 27 is more than it would have been 4 years ago. 27 is probably more than it would have been 8 years ago. So this is just a sign of where it's going. And I'd say two congressional sessions away from the majority of Congress voting against Israel. And no amount of money, no amount of Israel lobbyist money will be able to reverse this, because at the end of the day, it's all about getting reelected. And as long as Netanyahu and the IDF continue to do what they do in the Gaza Strip and gaslight the entire world, you won't be able to get elected with this. You won't. And everybody sees where this is trending. Now, Trump seemingly sabotaging a trade deal with Canada on Israel's behalf. Canada just announced this is a statement from Trump today. This is from President Trump. Canada has just announced that it is backing statehood for Palestine. That will make it very hard for us to make a trade deal with them. Why? Why would that make it hard? Why would that change anything? Is that because Israel doesn't like that? So now they're controlling our trade negotiations with Canada, our neighbor? And then I deal with somebody who's just filled with Muslim hatred, Laura Loomer. Matt Walsh calls this out. He's like, this is ridiculous. This is clearly now Israel controlling, influencing trade negotiations. Shouldn't have anything to do with it. And I responded to Laura, but she's like, oh no, you just don't get it. Islam is always bad, and then they're going to send them here now. And I'm just like, you don't even make any sense. Are you even listening to yourself? When Israel takes Gaza, which is their plan, they're admitting it now. It was the plan all along. So it's October 7th stand down. This has been the plan. That's why they're just carpet bombing it. Where do you think the Palestinians are going to go? Where do you think the people in Gaza are going to go? You think Israel's going to take them? No. You think the Gulf nation states are going to take them? You think Egypt is going to take them? You think anybody in the Middle East is going to take them? No, they've already said we don't want them. You know where they're going to go? They're going to come here. They're going to go to Europe. The deal's already been made. No, it's good that Israel is stopping our trade agreements with Canada. Good. The Palestinians shouldn't have a state. Yeah, just kill them all. Just drive them into the ocean. You're sick. You're sick. This latest story, folks, I just... It's getting really bad. GHF, that's the Gaza Humanitarian Fund whistleblower, says boy killed by Israel just after he collected aid. You want to see this story? You want to see this, boots on the ground? Guys, give me clip 10 and 11 back to back.
Israeli army has kidnapped 17 family members of Oda Havelin, who was murdered by a settler 2 days ago. Nine of them are said to be released today, but each of them is fined 500 shekels just for existing as Palestinians, and they're banned from talking to each other for 60 days and from approaching the illegal settlement of Carmel, which was built on top of the village of Umm al-Khair. In the meantime, the settler was released on house arrest, and it is very unlikely that he will suffer any consequences. In addition, Israel is still refusing to return the body of Auda to the families, blackmailing them, saying that they will only return the body if the families don't bury him inside village grounds. This is done entirely to psychologically torment the villagers. There is no other purpose. They are just trying to increase suffering as much as possible. The women of the village have gone on hunger strike until the body is returned, but unfortunately that's not a guarantee, because it's a common tradition by Israel to kidnap bodies of Palestinian martyrs.
You can see where the pipe was destroyed, because once he ran over the pipe and started going this way, Ahmed and I try to get in the way, but he's not stopping. He uses the thing in the front that he's been using to dig, and he swings it across and smacks Ahmed right here in the shoulder and the neck, and he knocks him over right there. I immediately rush to him. He's kind of unconscious. He's like almost trying to get up, but he's like, he's clearly been messed up. And then at one point he tells me, like, go get water. But right before that, I had heard some sort of boom. I run right up there, and I go through there, and I see, oh, they're bleeding out, shot on the ground. So I run over to Yinon Levy, and I try and get in front of him, and I'm telling him, like, please don't shoot at anybody else. And then I'm like, you just killed somebody. And he's like, and I'm glad about it. One ambulance comes, Magen David Adom, from inside Carmel, picks up Ode, and I'm trying to tell them, like, please let me in, I'm Israeli, let me go with him. They're like, no, 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 and they keep pushing us all back. They check all the internationals' IDs. Yinon actually comes back and points out who he wants arrested, and they come and grab them. And then the soldiers are talking to us, and, you know, I tell the soldiers, like, somebody probably died today, and they're like, and I went, and, like, three of them pretty much said, and I wish I had shot him.
We ask for the justice for Oud. This is what we ask. We serve the community a lot. There's no one in the community to serve the community as Oud do. He's really a great man with a very, 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 very good heart.
This was a man who was, I mean, just incredibly loving and giving, and, you know, really had dreams for a different reality.
You're always asking just to live in peace in our land. But the occupation decided to kill him, leave three sons without fathers. The oldest of them is just 5 years old, and the youngest 7 months. So what should I, as an uncle for them, what should I tell them? Our loss is very big. I hope it's me, because the settler was trying to shoot me first. I hope he shot me and he shot Oud.
It's going to be really hard not to remember him as a body on the floor. But what I want to remember him as is someone who laughed, someone who loved his kids, someone who loved his wife, someone who loved his community, someone who really believed that things could change here, that his kids shouldn't and wouldn't have to live the life that he lived. I will do whatever I can to make sure his kids know how special he was, and that what he lived, his whole life, they won't live their whole life.
Yeah, that's how bad it is, folks. And there's nobody holding Israel accountable, because nobody can, because America will come right in and bomb you if you do. New York Times had graffiti sprayed on their glass this morning. New York Times lies, Gaza dies, because they were pressured after their story about the starving Gazans that even President Trump said, yeah, they're starving, it's not good. That's how bad it is, folks. Even Trump had to call out the starvation. And then they were forced to say, well, maybe maybe they're not really starving. And there was one image that went around of a kid who had a muscular development issue. And so they said, oh, well, actually nobody's starving because this one kid had a muscular development issue. As if we don't watch the videos of people swarming the food aid trucks. As if we can't see the videos of people just holding out pots, just hoping they can get water or flour. See, that this is the big difference. And I understand why it's hard for some people to kind of you don't have the big four networks that can control what people see now. You don't have the big four networks that determine what you see, what you don't see, what you think, what you're allowed to think, what you're not allowed to think. All of this stuff is being broadcast on the internet. And Israel is running around right now. They're putting IDF members at TikTok and on all of these different boards to try to censor the content so that you don't see it. They're attacking journalists. They're banning cameras. It's too overwhelming. They can't stop it from getting out. Everybody can see what's going on in Gaza. Everybody can see it. Sure, you're not going to see it on Fox. Of course not. But the big four news networks can no longer control the reality. And now social media is starting to become bigger, and so people can log on and they can see, wow, this is what's going on. They can go look at independent journalists that are there and that are reporting on the ground and filming this. Oh, you're not going to see it on the network news. I'm stunned. Oh, wow. Guess what? The network news is dead. The network news, if they had their way, Trump would have never been president. How'd that work? We're not in that age anymore. You can't cover this up. You can't pull the wool over our eyes. Anger over starvation in Gaza leaves Israel increasingly isolated. Isolated by everyone except America. It's the only lifeline they have. That's why we're so sick of it. U.S. Senate rejects bid to block more military aid to Israel over what's happening in Gaza. And even though they stopped it, it was the most people that ever voted against arming Israel than ever before. So it shows you where it's going fast. So France comes out and says, we're going to recognize the Palestinian state. Then defense giant Naval Group investigates after allegedly stolen military data posted online. A French state-owned defense firm Naval Group was hacked. Right after they said they're going to recognize Palestinian statehood, French state-owned naval group gets hacked. Then a French submarine gets hacked. I'm sure those two things have nothing to do with one another. I'm sure that's just a coincidence, as they say. Nothing to see here. It's wild, man. It's just wild. So The approach is pretty clear. We're not going to get it from this administration, but maybe the next. You just have to decouple. You have to completely decouple from Israel. You have to completely just get out of the Middle East. Just they have been fighting and killing each other since before this country was even founded, and they'll be fighting and killing each other after this nation collapses, which, ironically enough, they might have their hand in. So I'm just done with it, man. America's done with it. I don't want to deal with it anymore. I don't want to hear about, oh, well, it's good for the economy. It's good for the defense contractors. It's good for the stock market. Congratulations. I'm glad you feel comfortable profiting off of death. Good for you. Yes. You win. Congratulations. I hope that you can defend yourself when you meet your maker.
I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to theellenshowstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. you have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back, and then some, simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our ultra-methylene blue, but talk to your physician first. If you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check there's interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish sea moss. Get the Shilajit, either the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like it's I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. Be right back.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying in the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, joining me now with some breaking news out of D.C. is Brianna Morello, and I'm going to let her lay into it here. Okay. Well, Brianna, what is going on? What can you update me with?
Yeah. Well, we have some very unfortunate news about Patriot Jeff Clark. Jeff, for some of you who are unfamiliar with his work, he ran two departments over at the DOJ under President Trump's first term. He's now at the White House, at the White House Office of Management and Budget. But unfortunately, and this is the unfortunate part in all of this, the D.C. Bar Board of Professionalism and Responsibilities just came out swinging, saying that they believe that he should be disbarred, and they're making that recommendation. And this is the point that gets really disappointing in all of this. You know, we talked about it on my show often. Jeff Clark is the only person who went through and uncovered all the election fraud in 2020. And so what's happening now is they're retaliating against him by making these claims. And the statement that they put out is so outrageous. It's about 111 pages. is their response to Jeff Clark and their recommendation itself. But ultimately, they're saying that he lied and he was looking to have top officials over at the DOJ also comply with his lie. Now, Jeff Clark never lied at all. Jeff Clark was looking to launch investigations into claims of election interference and election fraud in 2020. But Bill Barr, the AG at the time, was actively working behind the scenes to shut all of that down. Now, I spoke with Jeff Clark last year about Bill Barr and all of the awful things that he did to shut down election fraud investigations behind the scenes. And this is what he told me.
Separate incidents where former Attorney General Barr shut down investigations. One is that Bill McSwain, who was the U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, that's Philadelphia, my hometown, and he said that he had very important and credible election fraud information that he wanted to pursue. And so he went to Barr and he asked if he could investigate it. And Barr told him, no, don't investigate it. And if you find anything or you've already found anything, turn it over to the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, who had already pre-announced, Brianna, that that Trump was going to lose in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. The other two episodes are the Jesse Morgan episode, where Colonel Tony Schaefer, who was in military intelligence, was ordered to stop his investigation of that incident and other incidents by Bill Barr. We did get that testimony in through expert and fact witness Harry Howery. He wore both of those hats. And then the third incident is one that that Matt Gaetz gave to us, because his former law partner, Larry Keefe, was the U.S. attorney in one of the districts of Florida. Mm-hmm. And there had been allegations that Andrew Gillum, who had run for governor, you know, Democrat, was engaged in election shenanigans. Larry Keefe wanted to investigate that, and Bill Barr told him to shut that down.
Now, the worst part about all of this, the D.C. Bar Board of Professional and Responsibilities, they actually coming out and saying that Jeff Clark intentionally made false statements, and that's just their draft letter. So they're going on to say that even though Jeff has never been accused of anything previously, that he in fact lied and was trying to get others to jump on board with all of this. But as you just heard him lay out, there were plenty of people who knew that there was election fraud in 2020, but Bill Barr actively shut that down. Now, a lot of these people also weren't even allowed to speak on Jeff's behalf. That was shut down as well. The DOJ not allowing them to come forward and speak out to defend Jeff and all of these false accusations against him. And Jeff has had a uphill battle that he's been fighting for years now, because he decided to come forward and report election fraud, or even just have the will to investigate election fraud. The lawfare has been relentless. He had his home raided by the FBI. He was charged as one of the co-conspirators in the RICO case in Fulton County, Georgia, with President Trump. And so this is just another layer of the lawfare attacks that Jeff has been forced to kind of deal with. Now, it's not final as of right now. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals will make the final determination on the recommendation. But obviously, the board telling them to disbar Jeff has a lot to say on this.
So I hear this story, and I know you have some other similar stories that you've been working on, too. I mean, I put it like this. There are great patriots in D.C., that sometimes get access to Trump. There are great patriots there, but they're constantly under attack. They're constantly being undermined. They're constantly being sheltered from Trump. And so I see this trend that is remaining consistent. And this is another case that, you know, it almost puts it over the top. I won't even get into the Bill Barr angle. That's like a whole, you know, different channel to this. And I just kind of look at what's going on now. Anybody in D.C., anybody that's within this administration, big role, small role, whatever, anybody that's actually in there trying to make a difference, anybody that's actually in there trying to drain the swamp, America first, like anybody in there that's actually like, hey, let's do this, they're getting attacked, they're getting sued, they're getting fired, they're getting walked out of buildings like they're criminals. And I'm just like, well, what the hell is going on? And I know it's not Trump's fault. Because whenever Trump gets good intel, he goes with his instincts and he makes good decisions. He's not getting to hear from these people. I'm sure Trump would love to hear Jeff Clark's case, but now they're attacking him. I'm sure Trump would love to hear a bunch of different people talk about foreign policy, domestic policy, deportations, and somebody's stopping them from getting access. Probably Susie Wiles. you know, I'm not asking you to connect all the dots here, but it's just like, what is going on? And I know you know some of the other names. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but it's just like all the real patriots in D.C., like all the people like you and I that actually really believe we need to save this country politically, they're getting blackballed. They're getting shut down. They're getting goose-stepped out. Is this another one of these cases, or is this just Bill Barr trying to stop Trump from realizing the election was stolen, or the attorneys that were trying to take action to stop it?
Yeah, well, Jeff Clark's a patriot, and Jeff Clark has the cojones to go out there, I'll just put it like that, to go out there and to push back when he knows there's something wrong. I mean, there's very few people who would see all of this, witness what was going on at the DOJ, and step up and warn President Trump what was actually happening. You know, there were a lot of reports that President Trump was looking to actually make Jeff Clark the acting AG, which resulted in many DOJ employees reportedly looking to do a mass resignation in just the idea that they were going to put Jeff Clark in over Bill Barr. But Bill Barr was actively working behind the scenes to make sure that none of these tips were able to be investigated. Now, Bill, let's just talk about Jeff Clark for a second. Jeff Clark is someone who should be at the DOJ right now. If we're talking about lawfare, we're talking about why they do all of this. Well, they do it all to instill fear into the other attorneys to make sure that the other lawyers don't end up doing what Jeff Clark did, and that's stick up for the Constitution, stick up for the American people, and stick up for President Trump. It's a lesson learned in their angle on all of this. And Jeff Clark should be at the DOJ right now. He, I would say, should be AG, but the confirmation process in itself would be a little challenging for Jeff with all of these accusations he's facing, because we have rhinos who wouldn't confirm him. Mm-hmm. And so although Jeff is probably overwhelmed right now with just fighting for his bar license in Washington, D.C. still, I think he should have a higher position. I would actually promote him and tell the D.C. bar to shove it, because at this point, they're always doing these things to intimidate people. And also, it's worth noting that there's a lot of questionable funding that goes into the D.C. bar, potentially tied to the Soros family. So again, this is all just a left-leaning group who's going out there and they're looking to crush the opposition. It's not just Jeff Clark. We saw it with Giuliani. We also saw it with John Eastman as well. So there is a well-orchestrated attack by the left, and it's still going on. People think just because President Trump's back in the White House that this isn't a problem, but it is.
Well, that's what it is. Anybody in the Pentagon, the State Department that is anti-war, they're getting you out of there. Mm-hmm. They're making an example out of you quick. Any press that's in there asking real questions about what's going on in Ukraine or what's going on in Israel, they kick you out. And now you talk about this Jeff Clark story. It's clearly intimidation. It's not even subtle. It's like, hey, we have certain boundaries here in D.C., and if you cross them, we're going to make an example out of you, and we're going to make sure everybody else sees it.
Yeah. Oh, and it's interesting because we have actually a mugshot of Jeff, and let's do the body cam footage first. It's really hard to get body cam footage from a police officer or even after a raid on a home. But for some reason, the media was able to get a picture of Jeff Clark. Now, I cropped this one so you don't have to see what's really going on here. But Jeff was sleeping in his home when the FBI decided to raid his home, and they brought him out and wouldn't even let him put on pants. So he was forced to be outside in his boxers. And then this image was leaked to the media. It's meant to humiliate people. It's meant to embarrass them. And somebody who's as credible as Jeff, who people who know him closely, will tell you that he's one of the best attorneys that we have in this country. That was meant to humiliate him, and that's why they leaked that photo, so other lawyers know to get in line and don't defend either President Trump or any attorneys when they want to even just, quite frankly, ask basic questions in regards to our election integrity.
Well, and I know people are sick of hearing about it. I get it, but it's just the truth, folks. It's why people are so frustrated. Why wouldn't Trump want the attorneys in there meeting with him? We're talking about a stolen election in 2020. This should be one of the top priorities. And so it's like, that's why people are so pissed off right now. That's why people are so sick of hearing about Israel now, and we're going to send them more military aid. It's like, hey, some bastards stole an election in 2020. They stole an election. Why aren't we addressing this? And then the lawyers that are addressing it, they're getting threatened to lose their bar license. It's just like, why isn't this a top priority? Do we want to stop stolen elections or not?
Yeah, it should be a top priority. And I know there's great people, great attorneys in Washington, D.C., who don't fear the D.C. bar. People like Ed Martin, who would probably make a great special prosecutor in all of this and to dig into all this. Unfortunately, though, I haven't heard of any special prosecutors being named by the DOJ yet. I mean,
Pam Bondi's doing a great job.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say.
She's being fantastic.
I haven't seen any evidence of any of that.
Have you seen any evidence of her desk? Has anybody seen her desk? Has she ever been to her desk?
Well, that's where everything goes to disappear, Owen.
Yeah, I mean, we should start sending all of our trash. Take all the trash on the streets of New York City. Send it to Pam Bondi's desk. It'll disappear. It'd be an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's been really disappointing thus far. And again, I mean, President Trump seems to be vocalizing his issues with a lot of this, but he's not directing any of this at Pam. I mean, the reality is she's the AG. She should be able to go out there and make these arrests. I think he was just posting, what was it, yesterday morning or this morning, about the potential arrests of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Why is he posting about it on social media? You're the president of the United States. Go tell your DOJ to go out there and do it. I mean, we have ample evidence. I know everyone's really loving the story today about Russiagate. That seems to be bigger in the news. But again, we've known about this for years. I mean, I remember knowing about this, what, 7 years ago? And we're going to sit here and pretend like this is new news?
Yeah, we were selling T-shirts, Hillary Clinton for prison, in 2016. So I'm saying, it's just like, I'm not playing this stupid game. I'm not going to sit on this hamster wheel and wave the pom-poms like a moron.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no reason to. I mean, listen, Hillary Clinton, now we know 100%. I mean, we already knew 100% before, maybe 110% now that she was behind Russiagate. But now we have the emails linking it as well to the Soros funded groups, Open Society, as well as obviously members of the Obama administration and others who were all looped in on these emails. And they were talking and laying out what they were going to do. And they did it. And they all look like they're about to get away with it. So I'm not very excited when I sit here and see all of these social media posts calling for arrests. I love arrests. I would love arrests. Now would be a great time to start making them. But the reality is, if we're just starting to go through all of these documents now, and now we're just starting these investigations, what are we, almost 7 months into this presidency? We're 7 months behind. We should have had this ready to go. We've known about this forever. How come there wasn't a special prosecutor appointed on day one? There should have been blueprints on what we're going to do the moment that Pam Bondi was sworn into the DOJ. Unfortunately, though, I don't think there was. And now we're just playing catch up at this point.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, I don't think any of it's happening. And it's not even that I get so mad at the administration or Trump, because at a certain degree, it almost becomes like survival. And you're dealing with all these different things. So you're just doing anything you can to just keep the heat off of your back. I get more upset with these groupies. I get more upset with these cheerleaders because they enable this stuff. It's like, so Trump realizes, oh, all I have to do is just post a meme and they jump up and down and clap and yelp like seals. It's like, oh, okay. It's like, oh, I don't actually have to arrest anybody. I just have to post a meme and they'll be happy. So it's like, I pragmatically, I'm like, okay, I get why Trump does it. He knows that, oh, people like it. I don't have to arrest. I just post a meme. Cool. So I get mad at the people that sit there every time and clap like seals. It's like, you're enabling this. The reason why we don't have any arrests is because you don't make anything happen. You just celebrate when a meme gets posted. And I would hope that we learned our lesson from 2020, which is you either drain the swamp or they steal an election from you. You either make arrests happen when you're in power or the criminals get back in power. It's like, did we not learn the lesson? I know we're still in the first quarter here, but if the House flips at halftime, then all of a sudden you lose a lot of these abilities.
Yeah, I strongly believe the House is going to flip. I don't think we're going to have a majority during the midterm. After the midterm
election. Now, the redistricting
election
might save it. I will say that. It could make it interesting.
It could make it interesting, but again, there's a lot of lawyers out there on the left who will be very dedicated to making sure that doesn't happen. And it's a matter of, will the courts answer in time and respond in our favor? I mean, in Texas, the 5 seats that they're saying that we're going to get due to the redistricting or the reconstruction of the map sounds great. But the reality of, will it uphold in court? Is it going to give them enough time to push back on all of this? I don't know. I mean, I saw it in New York. I know the courts initially did rule in favor of Republicans in New York when Democrats tried drafting up their favorable maps. Since then, there's been some more pushback on that, more legal challenges. But again, it's a matter of if the courts are going to be on our side or not. And that's interesting because I was listening to Governor Ron DeSantis from Florida yesterday speak out about this. And he said he's open to the idea, but he also wants Democrats to stop counting illegals and non-U.S. citizens in the census. But the reality is they're never going to stop doing that because California knows better. So instead of saying, well, we would just like them to stop doing that, just go out there and start doing the redistricting. Start redrawing your maps. I don't know why we sit here and play footsie with the left. They don't like our Constitution. They don't like this country. They hate us. And so at this point, we've got to just go all in.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I just, you know, I can't help myself with the sports analogies. It's like the famous moment where the Seattle Seahawks have the football at the end of the Super Bowl on the goal line, and they've got a running back that literally runs over 11 guys on the team. Like, that's what he's known for. You just hand him the ball, he just runs everybody over. He's famous for that. And then they decide to throw the ball, and they lose the game because it gets intercepted. It's like, that's what's going on. It's like, hey, we got all the evidence. We know who the crooks are. It's like, all right, let's use this. It's like, no, I think I'm going to throw the ball at the goal line on the Super Bowl and lose the game. And it's just like, I can't even believe it. But speaking of that, it's like, yeah, I'm not going to give the ball to the guy that literally just tanks over 11 guys on a single play. Why would I do that at the Super Bowl on the goal line? You know, it's like, oh, I'm going to throw an interception and lose. J.D. Vance commented on this. The gerrymander in California is outrageous. Of their 52 congressional districts, 9 of them are Republican. That means 17% of their delegation is Republican when Republicans regularly win 40% of the vote in the state. How can this be allowed? So J.D. Vance, vice president, addressing this. Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, she's making a big push. She's got a bill right now. She says, this would not be allowed if we passed my census bill count, U.S. citizens only. Reapportioned based on U.S. citizens count and required proof of citizenship to vote in all federal elections. So, yes, the Democrats have gerrymandered themselves about a dozen or more seats in the House. Yeah. And then they've illegitimately censused non-citizens into the population to pick up about five, six electoral college votes in, you know, California and New York. So, yeah, you just reverse these things that you know are corrupt, but it's like the same thing. It's just, nobody ever does anything.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the reasoning for that when they could sit here and just pretend to fight in the next election? I mean, that's really what Republicans run on. They just run on frustrated voters who are just hoping that someone will save them. I don't think they really have a plan in place. You know, we're sitting here watching as the House, again, hasn't really done anything to push forward President Trump's agenda. He signed over, 150, 160 executive orders. And I think we've only seen maybe a half a dozen make it to the floor.
Have any of these activist judges been impeached?
No. Yeah. No.
Not a single one.
Yeah, and they say that there's not enough support behind doing any of that for them to even make it worth their while. Again, this is not the mentality that the left has. The left just goes all in, and they don't care. But for some reason, Republicans sit there and pretend like they have to abide by rules that have been violated repeatedly by the left. And so I don't understand why we allow this to continue to happen. You know, Speaker Johnson, I've heard from individuals, continues to go and talk privately to people and say, well, I have to work with Democrats as well as conservatives, and I have to come to the middle on a lot of these issues. You actually don't. That's the idea of a majority. And those who don't get in line, who say that they're Republicans, you call them out when they don't get in line. We're not sitting here playing footsie with the left. The left has proven time and time again to be a group of domestic terrorists themselves. And when we're not in power and they're in power, they never turn to us and ask us to come into the middle. So stop being, let's just say cowards, because I was going to say another word. That's probably not a good word to say.
Stop being cowards. Imagine what happens if they do lose the House in the midterms, and then Elon Musk decides he's going to go all in on the America Party and run a third party candidate, the Republican Party will have nothing after 2028. Yeah. They'll literally have nothing. They'll lose an election because of a third party candidate, and then they'll lose the House and the Senate as well.
Yeah, I mean, do you get a sense of urgency from anyone? I mean, nobody seems to understand what's actually going on.
No, because I saw a cool meme. A meme was posted. It was really fun. I'm hearing that Hillary Clinton made up Russian collusion now. Wow. Stunning stuff.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? I mean, I'm like listening to everyone, and I'm watching all these so-called reporters come out with this breaking news all the time. Actually, and we could probably talk about this. What about the point that – this drives me nuts. Okay, obviously you and I are both critical about the administration, but we're – fair, I would say. I don't think we're not fair when we're voicing our concerns. But those who just sit there and play cheerleader roles, they always seem to get exclusives. I find it to be so strange that John Solomon is always getting exclusives. And for some reason, he's never critical of the FBI. I just saw Kash Patel, the FBI director, sharing one of his reports again today. But someone like myself, well, I don't seem to get any exclusives from this new administration, probably because I'm critical of their response to the FBI whistleblowers and other things. So again, I think that there's a real point here that if you are critical about the current administration, you don't get exclusives. You don't get access. I've never been invited to the White House. You know, I like a lot of these people in this photo here. I think they're all good people. Some of them are good people. But I have to say, I've never been invited to any of these White House events, probably because if you had me in a presser, I'd ask you a really uncomfortable question that they wouldn't want to answer.
You know what? I'm glad I'm out of time for today. And I'm glad that you put it very politely and subtly there. And I'm just going to leave it at that. So thank you for this report today. Follow Brianna Morella on X and the Brianna Morella Show. And we'll catch up later.
Thank you, Owen.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and use the clock as the excuse to not expand on that. I'll let her say her piece there. Very kind, very polite, very subtle, and I'll just leave that be. All right, we are out of time. I got to most of the news. I didn't get to all of it. Bunch of ICE news. It's crazy. They sexually abuse kids. They get 23 months in jail. And so ICE is deporting this individual back to Colombia. Sexually abused a kid in New Orleans, only got 23 months in jail. That is insane. That is just outrageous. But this is what they do in these Democrat cities. For whatever reason, they protect pedophiles and sex abusers. So that's a deportation. You also had this. ICE arrested a handful of egregious criminal aliens yesterday, including an illegal alien from Sierra Leone, convicted of raping an 11-year-old Maryland girl 15 times in a five-month span. A Venezuelan illegal alien with six felony convictions, and some others mentioned here as well. So they are getting the violent criminals out. And you do have a bit of an issue with the workers at the farms and a lot of these plants and factories, and they say, what do you want us to do? You just took away half my workforce, President Trump. So Trump's like, okay, I guess we got to let him go. So there's no doubt there's an issue there, but they are getting the violent criminals out. It's crazy that they were even here to begin with, but they were. By the way, Tim Burchett is joining Josh Hawley. Burchett in the House joining Josh Hawley in Congress, who just introduced his own Insider Trading in Congress Act, preventing corruption by co-sponsoring H.R. 1908, the End Congressional Stock Trading App. So you have a bill in at the Senate. You have a bill in at the House. So it looks like there's definitely going to be a tag team effort. Well, any members of Congress that don't want these bills to pass, I think we all know the assumptions that are going to be made, huh? I think so. They'll be doing that to themselves, though. All right, that does it for today. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please continue to support us by shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a big special going for our VIP members. Buy one, get one free. All health supplements, all apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. But for VIPs only, go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP to take advantage of these sales. And we can appreciate your continued support. 21-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history. Maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back, and then some, simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultra Methylene Blue, but talk to your physician first. If you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check those interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing, the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit, either the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% humanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there. at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of T-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like it's I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500-plus designs now. It's just it's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. Right back.